Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, yeah. Right, Mike?
Yeah, Mike's pumped up.
This guy's fired up. Man, do we have a good show for you tonight on The Best Show. We are doing the 100 worst characters of all time list. The cousin to the... we did the best characters of all time list a couple months ago. Tonight, the evil twin, the worst characters of all time. We'll start working on what that list will be. Then, AP Mike has a special surprise he's been working on. He will debut something later in the show. He's taking initiative now. Doing these things on his own. It's what we call a broken arrow. The military they call a broken arrow. It's going rogue. And Mike Kroll, the rock star. We're going to hear from him later in the show. My friends, one thing I do need to tell you. Okay.
Are we back?
Do I have confirmation that we are back?
We're back?
We're back! Now, where was I?
Ugh. Jeepers creepers, man. That was scary.
I thought it was the purge. I thought the purge was going down. I tell you, man, when the purge goes down... You look out. You know you watch. That's when you watch out for AP Mike. And the Purge. Purge 3, Port of Call Bayonne. That's one scary movie, man. I ain't looking forward to that one. But I'll tell you this, my friends. I'm going to start it over. Today's episode of The Best Show is brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace is the easiest way to create a beautiful website, blog, or online store for you and your amazing ideas. Squarespace features an elegant interface, beautiful templates, and an incredible 24/7 customer support. Try Squarespace at squarespace.com and enter offer code BESTSHOW at checkout to get 10% off. That's offer code BESTSHOW. To get 10% off Squarespace, build it beautiful. And now, The Best Show is going to begin in 5, 4, 3, 2. One. Jersey, back again. we doing, Mike? Very good. Very good. Very good. Glad to hear it. Glad to hear it. My friends, the best show is underway. My name's Tom Sharpling. I'm the host of tonight's installment, and we have an exciting show planned for you. We have part one of the worst 100 fictional characters of all time list we're going to be working on. We'll get it started tonight. You may remember a few months ago we did the best 100 fictional characters of all time. Tonight, the more fun of those two lists, I believe, will take place as we move forward. And AP Mike, the guy who worked up a little surprise for everybody tonight. Tell you, just when you think you got a handle on this guy, he goes off, comes up with a new angle. Can't figure him out. Bobs and weaves. Rope-a-dope. Good old rope-a-dope. AP Mike doing the rope-a-dope. Lays on the rope. Is that what it was? Rope-a-dope? He went. That was Muhammad Ali. He was fighting George Foreman, the Thriller, in Manila. Nobody thought that Muhammad Ali could win that fight. But then what he did is he just... What did he do? Got punched a whole bunch? He like huddled up or something? Yeah. And then George Foreman tired himself out. Then Muhammad Ali suddenly went bonkers and beat the tar out of him. Out of George Foreman. You know what he should have done? It would have been easier for Muhammad Ali if he just did that thing that Hulk Hogan does. If he would have learned how to do the thing Hulk Hogan does, where if you hit him once, he's hurt. Then you hit him again, he's hurt more. Then if you hit him that third time, suddenly he's not only not hurt anymore, but he's stronger than ever. And he's shaking his head no when you hit him. First person to suggest that with wrestling, they must have just been like, this is stupid. This is just, we're just implying that this, that people are going to just, they gain strength after they get hurt enough at a point. But then again, I met some of these wrestling fans, man. I know I got a lot of them listening to this show. God love you, wrestling fans. Some of my very best friends are into that stuff, but wrestling, these wrestling fans, one is dumber than the next. I meet these guys, it's like the blind spot. It's like a blind, it's like you talk to somebody, they're the most impeccable taste, and then suddenly they start talking about how the Sergeant Slaughter action figure that they've got, and you're just like, wait. What happened to all the smart stuff you were just saying? And all the good movies and things you were discussing? And then they're just like, then they talk about how they watched Arn Anderson fight Ricky the Steamboat Dragon. Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. What is his name?
I like that name.
What is it?
I can't remember.
Ricky the Steamboat. The Steamboat. What's that? Was he 100? Is that why he's called the Steamboat? Steamboat. It'd be like if a wrestler you had a 5440 or fight in your name. Some out of date, you know, Tipper Canoe and Tyler 2.
Of course, that is your wrestling handle.
We got a regular, it's like a murderer's row out here tonight. We got Dudio. The power went out. Dudio, you should have seen this guy on his feet. It's like Fred Astaire, suddenly. he got that thing up, and I thought we were done. I was ready to go home. I thought I'd be in the movie theater seeing the Modern Family movie, which I'm hearing great things about the Modern Family movie. I heard Manny has a whole arc in it, unexplored stuff with his character. But no, Dudio jumped in, man. He got that thing back on its feet. I never saw anything like it. Yeah, but seriously, with this wrestling thing, not to beat a dead horse with that. When these people, like, you know what I'm talking about, right, Mike? You talk to one of these guys, it's always guys. I'm not one of the many reasons that women are better than men. But you'll talk to these guys, and then they'll be like, yeah, so I was reading this Karnak McCarthy book, and it's really great. The road, or whichever one, right? Blood Meridian. If the movie you've selected is, what if there's just a Karnak McCarthy movie theater? If the movie you've selected is The Counselor, press 1 now. Welcome to Karnak McCarthy phone. If the movie you've selected is The Road, press 2 now. How many movies have been made of his books, Mike? The Road, No Country for Old Men, The Road, and then The Counselor. So it'd be a three-screen theater, just running his movies all the time, Karnak McCarthy, right? Just on an endless loop. All the Pretty Horses, directed by Billy Bob Thornton. So, yeah, we're going to get the best show going here. The phone number, 201-3-323-484. I want to tell you guys about a couple things. First, you listen up, you listen good. Las Vegas. That's a fun city you can go to, right? I was in Las Vegas in last October. I had one of the best times I've had in so long. We did our fantasy basketball draft there. It was so much fun. Seeing all my friends. What a great time that was. And I'm going to tell you, if you're looking to have a good time in Las Vegas, you go to Vegas.com. And your summer vacation is just a click away. You take advantage of the weather, the pools. You can gamble, you eat food, you go see shows. There's so much stuff going on there in Las Vegas. And if you go to Vegas.com, you can save money on your hotel. Like some listeners, they saved $84 at the Bellagio in the room, $90 at Caesars, or $100 off the Cirque du Soleil show. There's an offer right now. 'Cause Vegas.com, man. This ain't just some universal travel site, you know what it is? It's a thing that it's specialized for Las Vegas. Vegas.com. It's got all the inside deals, unlike other travel sites. People who run this site are actually from Las Vegas. They live there, they work there, and they even party there, from what I've heard. And Vegas.com's proprietary drop watch tool promises the lowest rates on hotels. It monitors prices and notifies you of changes. in those prices to ensure that you get the best deal and you get the best price guaranteed even after you've paid. And they give you the best rates, not on hotels only. Shows, tours, attractions, restaurants, VIP bottle service at top clubs. Attention, AP Mike. You go to Vegas, you have fun. You do it right, though. You go to Vegas.com, and you, the best show listener, you listen to this, you go over to Vegas.com right now. You click on the microphone in the top right corner. You enter in my code, TOMS, T-O-M-S, to receive an extra 10% off everything but your air and hotel packages. That's Vegas.com. Click on the microphone and get your bonus savings, 10% off, in addition to their usual crazy discounts, by entering in the secret code TOMS, T-O-M-S, Vegas.com. Book it today. And Squarespace. I've told you all about my stories with computers. I know next to nothing about computers. I know how to send an email. I know how to browse a website. I know how to buy a book here and there. That's about it. When it comes to building a website, I'm doomed. I'd be doomed. Be a disaster. Be messing everything up. Site be crashing. Begging for help. But you know what? Thank goodness for Squarespace. It cleans up all those problems, all those hassles. If you don't know your way around coding, that's what Squarespace comes in. Help you build a website that looks good and works well. Whether it's for a business site, a portfolio, a restaurant, whatever else you're doing, or making or creating, and you want to get out there. Squarespace makes it easy to build beautiful websites without breaking a sweat. They provide simple, powerful, and beautiful websites that look professionally designed regardless of skill level. No coding required, and they provide you with intuitive and easy-to-use tools to create that website. State-of-the-art technology powering that site. And you know you can trust in Squarespace for all your website needs. When millions of people and some of the most respected brands in the world trust in them also. You can't beat the simplicity and ease of Squarespace. 24/7 online customer support. For only $8 a month, you can build a beautiful website and even get a free domain if you buy Squarespace for the year. So please, tell me, you listening, what are you waiting for? Go start a trial over at Squarespace.com. No credit card required, and start building that website today. And when you sign up for Squarespace, make sure to use the offer code BESTSHOW to get 10% off your first purchase and to show your support for The Best Show. We thank Squarespace for their support of The Best Show. And you, if you're listening and you want to build a website, use them. Squarespace.com. Best Show offer code. Get 10% off your first purchase. Squarespace, build it beautiful. All right. Man, I had a weird weekend. Weird weekend. Let me tell you this. On the honesty side, it was rough. It was the first Father's Day I've gone through since my dad passed away a few months ago. And then on top of that, it was my mom had a birthday too, so it was kind of back to back, rough stuff. Yeah, not easy, man. I'll tell you, trying to get through that stuff. People who've been here, they look at you and they're just like, "Yep, it's the worst." And I can tell you, if you are out there and you have your parents are alive, say something nice to them. Be nice to your parents. Say a nice word to them. Give them a call. Talk to them. You will be happy that you did that. We did not discuss the music that we played, did we? We heard Volcano Suns from their album, The Bright Orange Years, reissued by Merge Records. We heard Balancing Act from the all-time greatest bands, Volcano Suns. First two albums, originally released on Homestead, reissued by Merge a few years ago. Good stuff. Before that, not sure how to say this. Is it Johnny Bonely? Joanie Bonely. I wish I could say it. Johnny Bonely. John Lee Bonely. Ugh. That drives me nuts. This is one of the best records I've heard. I've heard so many good records lately, too. It's one of the good things about the show, man. I'll tell you. We're running things. It's indie now, man. We ain't playing no Queen on here. No Led Zeppelin, as much as we love it. Let's just support the good stuff, right? Support the good stuff. Support the stuff. It's the people fighting the fight. But this record, it came out on 12XU. Jonly. John Lee. Bonley. The name of the album is Put Together. And we heard I Don't Mind from Austin, Texas. So good. I love it. TV Colors before that. Colors spelled in the way that foreigners spell it, the non-Americans out there with the extra U. Bad Dreams, the name of that song, and that's from an album called Purple Skies, Toxic River. Great Australian rock. Featured on the amazing Comedy Minus One record label. Can't go wrong with that label. So many good labels. 12XU, Merge, Comedy Minus One. What else did we hear? Starting us off, No Joy. They have a new album out called More Faithful. And we heard Remember Nothing. And that is on the Mexican Summer label. Really great. Really, really great. So excited that there's a new No Joy album. They're playing in Brooklyn tonight. I'm here. We're doing this. Would I rather be there? Part of me would. But I'm happy to be here. Spending my night with you. So, man. You know, I got to tell you about? We got Sharpling and Worcester live shows coming up. Live, late August and early September, the West Coast is put on warning because Sharpling and Worcester, fresh off their four sold-out shows in New York and the sold-out Chicago show and the sold-out Nashville show, we're coming to your city. Look out. I'm telling you, you look out, man. You gotta see. The show is so much fun. I'm so glad we're getting a chance to, take it to the West Coast. Thursday, August 27th, Seattle, Washington at Numo's. Saturday, August 29th, Portland, Oregon at the Doug Fir. Then Thursday, September 3rd, San Francisco, Great American Music Hall. And Saturday, September 5th, the El Rey Theater in Los Angeles. You got to get these tickets, man. They're selling. Get your tickets. I don't want to hear that you couldn't get into a show.
I couldn't get in. I thought I could get tickets. Now it's sold out. Can you help me?
No! No, I can't. Go to StereoLaughs.com, LAFFS, StereoLaughs.com/tour, and you can click to get all those tickets. That's how you support the best show. You go to StereoLaughs.com, you buy some t-shirts, you buy your tickets for the shows. That's what you do. That's how you help us out. And you support the advertisers. Now, without further ado, we begin the event you've all been waiting for. We begin to figure out the worst 100 fictional characters of all time. Where's this thing for me to start entering them in? Where is it? Where is it? The phone number 201-332-3484. I don't know, man. Here comes Dudio with his list of 700 characters.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
Here's a gem. I know Mike has a list. Let's start it off strong. Who's good here, Mike? Two. Best show, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Tom. This is Kate from New Haven, Connecticut.
Kate?
Yes.
How are you, Kate?
Oh, I'm great. I can't believe I'm the first call.
You are? From New Haven?
Yeah. It's, yeah.
How are things in New Haven tonight?
Slow. Slow, but...
What?
Yeah, my job's kind of boring, but I was thinking about the topic today, and
yes.
I gotta say, my least favorite character of all time is from Temple of Doom, the lady, the shrieking lady, Kate Capshaw.
The shrieking lady?
She plays opposite Harrison Ford, and she's just screaming the whole time.
The Kate, you're talking about Kate Capshaw in Temple of Doom.
Yes, she's worthless.
Well, look, that's a garbage character, I'll agree with you. But what would you think about this?
Okay.
Even worse, I would suggest, from the Indiana Jones franchise.
Okay.
Shia LaBeouf in that fourth, where he played Indiana Jones Jr., or whatever
he
was.
Yeah.
What was he in that?
Was
he his son?
Terrible. Yeah, he was his son. Yeah.
Dudio? That was his son? We got everybody out there. We got AP Mike. We got Dudio. We got Pat Byrne. We got Kristen. We got the vice principals observing us tonight.
Yeah.
He's out there with his notepad. Remember when you'd be in class and the vice principal would be, or the principal would be there just observing class?
Yeah, he always seemed, speaking of worthless, vice principal, not doing much, kind of like vice president.
Remember how nervous, you know what we didn't notice then, is how nervous the teacher probably was at that point, right? The teacher was probably like, my job is hanging in the balance right now, and meanwhile you're just like, why is the principal watching this class? I gotta say, Shia LaBeouf from the fourth Indiana Jones movie makes the list, right?
I totally agree.
Because Kate Capshaw, at least she was game. That she was trying to do what she could with that thing, right?
Yeah, and, you know, I was thinking about it, and I was like, I wouldn't be any picnic out there either. You know, being lowered into the pit and whatnot.
Yes, we're gonna start this list. I'll start assigning numbers to people as it goes on. Shia LaBeouf from Indiana Jones 4. Remember the disappointment you felt when you saw it? Did you see that movie, Kate?
Yeah, I did.
Remember when you were just like, what? Really? That's the new? This is, and, you know, and like, there's that point where you're just like, wait, half of this is over now. Unless this thing heats up like nobody's business, it is a bad movie.
Yeah, it's like, is that supposed to be, you know, the next generation of, like, Harrison Ford, you know? Like, is he even, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. That guy, he's earned his keep, Harrison Ford.
Oh, yeah.
I would have been fine. Look, personally, you know what I wish he did? I wish he did the dude in the yellow car from American Graffiti.
Uh-huh.
Then if he did Han Solo, right? Uh-huh. Then he split.
Yeah.
I could have been good with that. Get Tom Selleck. Tom Selleck was supposed to play Indiana Jones. That would have been good. Everybody now, oh, can you imagine if Tom Selleck played? Hey, you'd all love it. It would be probably better, right?
Picture him
with that mustache getting all dirty. Picture that mustache all dust in it, right?
I'm into it.
Picture him fighting a Nazi. Then you'd be like, Magnum P.I.'s fighting Nazis. All right, well.
Well, thanks so much for having me on.
I appreciate it, Kate. You have a great night.
You too. Bye.
I think I keep making something buzz. So the list is underway now. We got Shia LaBeouf, Indiana Jones 4. Can I assign numbers to these things? Do I put the numbers on the list? Okay, Shia LaBeouf from Indiana Jones 4. He's number 21. Worst characters of all time. Best show, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom. This is Ryan from Los Angeles.
Ryan from Los Angeles. What's up, Ryan? Are you calling to tell us how you bought your tickets to see Sharpling and Worcester live at the El Rey Theater?
I actually did, yeah. I unfortunately bought it before I saw the dates. I'm going to be out of town, so I have two tickets if anybody wants
this
them.
Is the worst call I ever heard. I don't want to hear your grubby second market thing. That's why God invented Craigslist, my friend. No, I'm kidding. Now, people can track you down, I'm sure, somewhere online.
I'm so sad I'm going to miss it.
I'm sad you're going to miss it, too. It's going to be the best thing you ever saw. Why are you going to miss it?
I'm embarrassed to say, but I'm going to Burning Man.
Oh, you deserve it. You're sorry, my friend.
I'm so sorry, Tom.
I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
So, Ryan, do you have something for the list?
I have something for the list, yeah.
What do you got?
A few choice picks.
Let's hear it.
Chris Gaines.
Chris Gaines,
Garth
Brooks.
Garth Brooks' alter ego.
That was Garth Brooks' alter ego. When Garth Brooks decided, my fans are too dumb to roll with me adding any rock elements to the sound, right? He was like, these bumpkins, these farmers that I perform for every night, right? These truck drivers and these toll booth repairmen and, you know, night watchmen that enjoy my music. They wouldn't be able to handle it if I added a couple rock things here. So I got to do an alter ego, Chris Gaines. And he did it, and it bombed. And then he kind of went away after that, right?
Yeah, it kind of killed him a little bit.
Yeah.
It was kind of the reverse Ziggy Stardust.
It was.
Yeah.
Chris Gaines, mark him at number 75.
Okay.
Thanks
Can
for
I
the
get
goal,
in another one?
Let's hear it.
I'm going to put down the dome and or the mini dome from
Under
the dome.
No, that's too. You're getting too esoteric.
Okay.
It's a nice try, though. Maybe you put, if you were to come at me with Big Jim Rennie from Under the Dome, we'd have a discussion. But okay. We don't, so we shan't. Goodbye. Yeah, the dome. Hey, Mike? Who do you think, from The Sopranos, who would go, you put from The Sopranos on the worst 100? And people should know, it's over at Twitter, it's hashtag worst 100. And it has exploded. What would you think about Father Phil? Father Phil from The Sopranos, right? Father Phil was really bad. Father Phil, let's start putting some demarcations here so we can track where we're going with this. Father Phil, we got Chris Gaines at 75. Father Phil goes in at 50. Best show, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
I'm good. Who's this?
This is Rachel from Cleveland.
Rachel from Cleveland.
How are things tonight in Cleveland? Pretty good.
Good?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to enjoy your summer? Summer vacation?
I have to work.
No. So you don't have any time? No time off for you to go sit by? Where do you go in Cleveland when you want to have a good time? What, do you go to the LeBron James Museum? Or the...
No.
The what? I'm sorry about that.
The art museum's kind of nice here.
Mm-hmm. The art museum.
Yeah.
What's in the art museum? What, some Leroy Neiman's? What do you got in there?
There's classic and there's modern. It's kind of a mix.
Who is your favorite artist?
Can I not answer that?
Sure. Yeah, that's fine. Look, I couldn't tell you either. I'm not good with that stuff either. Don't worry. Who do you have for the list?
I have four people.
Four. Okay, let's hear it. Let's hear it.
All right. So have you seen any of the Rob Zombie movies?
Have I seen? I've seen parts of some of them on cable.
Well, there's a common character in each one. It's kind of his mascot. No. It's this clown called Captain Spaulding.
Is that played by the guy who was from Blade Runner?
Oh, God, I have no idea who it's played by. But he's super gross. He's like black teeth, and he's just like obnoxious and overly sexual, and it's weird.
Captain Spaulding. Can you spell Spaulding for? Well, okay, look, I want to hear who else is on your list. You're off to a good start so far.
Dee Snider made a really bad horror movie called Strangeland. Yeah. I think his name was actually Captain Howdy.
Yeah, his name was Captain Howdy in that.
Yep, he needs to be on that list.
What if we did a Captain Spaulding, Captain Howdy, Captain Phillips back to? What if they came in 1, 2, and 3 on the list? Nice. Captain Spaulding, Captain Howdy, Captain Phillips.
Do you want to hear my other ones? They're pretty good.
I do. Let's hear the other ones.
Mac from Mac and Me, that really weird McDonald's movie.
Yeah, that was the one, and that's the one we had Paul Rudd here last week. Every time he goes on a talk show, like when he goes on Conan, he'll say, hey, I got a clip from my new movie, and then they play the clip, and it's a scene from Mac and Me. Did you ever see that?
No.
You should YouTube that. It's really funny to see. Did you hear Paul Rudd on the show last week?
No, I didn't hear it last week. I'm sorry.
You know who Paul Rudd is, right? Big movie star. Came down last week. Sat here for 3 hours. Yeah, look, we didn't get Obama, we got Paul Rudd.
That's good enough.
Yeah, it is good enough. Thank you. I'll take it. So, Mac from Mac and Me. Who else do you have?
All right, last one. There's a song, it's called Escape, but people know it's a Pina Colada song.
You want to know what is your name again, madam?
Rachel.
Rachel, I'm going to tell you right now, my notes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 12 down in my notes. I kid you not. Guy from Pina Colada song.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah.
I'm so proud.
Should it be the guy or should it be both? Because they're both dirty cheaters.
Oh,
you know
I think
what I mean?
They're both disgusting.
They're both dirtbags.
I can't believe they laugh about it in the end, like everything's okay and their marriage isn't falling apart.
And he just goes, it was my own loving lady. Right?
Oh, yeah. He says horrible things about her.
Yeah. Because this is what this guy does, this creep in this song. Him and his lady are having a hard time. Right? Because they're going through the same old routine. Right?
Yeah, at one point he says something about it's like listening to a worn-out record of your favorite song.
Yeah.
That's how he describes her.
Yeah. Who sang this song? Andrew Dice Holmes?
Ah,
right?
It's like
Andrew Dice Clay.
I tried looking it up, and it said Rupert Holmes.
No, it is. It is Rupert Holmes. Rupert Holmes was a guy. He wrote this song, the play, The Mystery of Edwin Drood.
Is he actually that scummy, or is that just a part of the song?
So anyway, let me get people up to speed. So this couple's having a hard time. Look, that's fine. Happens to people. Happened on House of Cards, the Underwoods, right? They had their run. Everybody. So then he puts an ad in the paper. He's like, yeah, do you like, these are the things I like. Right? And then some woman writes him back. It's like, yeah, I like pina coladas too. And I like getting drunk and hanging out and by the Cape and making love at midnight. And then they meet up and then they were the same people. It was his wife. His own loving lady.
They're perfectly okay with it. It's fine to them.
Put them at number 10. The couple from Pina Colada song. And look, it's fine. People, they're trying to make a go at their relationship. I'm not going to fault them for that. You know, real life intervenes. That's fine. But they're just so proud of their, sneaking around. You know what I mean? You ever seen, see what this guy Rupert Holmes looks like? Looks like
nope.
Mr. Mike. Looks like Michael O'Donohue. That's who, really? You're in a bar? That guy walks in? Really? That's when you pretend that you're not the one who ran the ad in the thing. That guy walks in. Looks like a serial killer. Walks in. I like pina coladas too. Do you like making love at midnight? Mike, what if you were at Masses and you saw the scene from Pina Colada? First of all, because the idea of a Pina Colada at Masses is not happening. It would be more like, do you like Schlitz? If you like Bud on tap. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Buying movies in the parking lot of the Duane Reade. So, thank you for the call. I appreciate it, Rachel. You have a great night.
You too. Bye. Good night.
Pina Colada couple. Number 10. Someone's broken into the top 10 on the list already. Yeah. I had that down. She hit it. I hit it. Boom. Let's see here. Who else should be on the thing? Bud Bundy. What do you think, Mike? Bud Bundy. That's one of the worst characters ever. Bud Bundy. Bud Bundy. We're putting him on. Bud Bundy, 88. Best show. You're on the air.
Hey, Tom, it's Jason from Memphis.
Jason from Memphis. How are you, Jason?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm all right.
All right. I got a couple for the list.
I'm looking over it on Twitter, over at Worst 100, and it's not trending. It's what a bummer. It's not trending. I wish
That's
we could
weird.
Get this to trend. Can't believe it. What about... Somebody just suggested Raymond's brother on the Everybody Loves Raymond. What do you think about that?
I was not really into that show. Sorry.
You weren't?
No.
You didn't like it? You didn't like Raymond?
I just, it just never really caught me one way or the other.
You should be on that list. Okay, who do you have for the list? Let me hear who you've got.
I have Ringo Starr's character in Caveman, Atuk.
Atuk. Yep. What about Alana? Remember he was like Atuk? Oh, a Zug Zug? Zug Zug was like the dirty word in the movie.
Yeah. I barely remember it. I think I saw it on TV when I was 5. But I remember hearing about it a lot, so.
Not yeah. doing it, sorry. Non-starter.
All right.
Somebody just suggested Luke from General Hospital. Roxy, Foxy Mulder. Because didn't he start off on the show like a full-on like rapist or something? And then like they made him into like a love interest? It's like, redo the character. Get a different actor in there. Hey, what if... people are really responding. You know that rapist we put on the show? He's really... people are really digging him. We should give him a whole... What if he ends up with a giant, beautiful wedding? He marries someone. He's a rapist.
And they piggyback... I think because my mom watched that when I was a kid, they piggyback off of the royal wedding.
Yeah. And somebody please tell me if I'm right on this. He was like a rapist, right?
I can't remember, but yeah, I remember parts of it.
Okay, let's see. So who go ahead, young man.
Well, I know you were talking about wrestling characters, but I have kind of a loophole.
Yeah?
Rip Thomas, no holds barred.
Rip Thomas, that's Hulk Hogan's character.
Exactly.
No, he's not one of the worst. You crazy?
Well... So bad that he loops around to being great?
What's that?
So bad that he loops back around to being great?
No, he was in the zone. He's in the nowhere zone like everybody else.
Ah, well, I try.
Goodbye. Best Show, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom. This is John from Chicago.
John from Chicago. What's up tonight in Chicago? You deep dishing
it?
You deep dishing it right now?
I am deep dishing it.
I'm going to say this. Let me not to interrupt you, John. Douglas Reinhardt, I think, just pioneered something where we have yet to meet. There's a new show called Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll. It's not even on yet. It's going to be on FX. It stars Dennis Leary. And he plays a character named Johnny Rock on it. Right? Like an aging rock star. I'm telling you, what do you think about this? We don't even know if this character, we don't even know what the deal with this character is. I'm putting him at number 5 on the list right now. Johnny Rock from a show that has not aired for 1 second yet. We're putting Johnny Rock, number 4, Johnny in the history of fiction. What do you think about that? Is that too bold? Young man, Jonathan?
No. Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
So who do you have for the list?
I was going to say Joe Camel.
Joe Camel, the cartoon character created to make children smoke.
Exactly.
Yeah, let's put him on the list. Joe Camel. Where's Joe Camel go, Mike? Mike says Joe Camel at 30. I'm inclined to agree with him.
Great.
All right, let's see. This is the list duty. Dudio gave me some names here. This is a weird list, Dudio. I'm sorry. Dudio's got Captain EO. I don't know about that. It's Michael Jackson. I'd almost put Michael Jackson from his character from The Simpsons on there. You know what I mean? If we were going to do one of him, Charlie's other grandparents in Willy Wonka. Well, they're just sad and broken. The one stuck in the bed. Yeah, no, they did that. That'll be for the top 100 depressing characters of all time, which we will do in August. The most depressing character. AP Mike, you should spearhead. Would you spearhead that one? He said yes. He'll take the reins on that one. Dancing Peter Parker from Spider-Man 3. But the problem is that's not a separate character, is it? Oh, Dudio, you're... Jamie Kennedy as B-Rad from Malibu's Most Wanted. Dave from Dave and Buster's. That's interesting. Mac Tonight. Okay, this one he got some traction on. Remember the moon from the McDonald's commercials? Mac Tonight. It was like this crescent moon who sang, like, oh, it's Mac Tonight. Mac Tonight makes the list. You did it, Dudio. Mac Tonight. 65. All right, where are we at on this call?
I gave you Joe Camel. That was about
Joe
it.
Camel,
I was going to say Jack Reacher, but...
Jack Reacher? Are you crazy? Goodbye. Best Show, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Gene from D.C. I got someone for the topic.
What do you got?
Richie Rich.
Yeah, Richie Rich is terrible. You're right.
No conflict.
Have you seen these new Richie Rich things on Netflix?
No, I only know the old ones.
There's like a Richie Rich series on Netflix that Jason Walliner tipped me off to. It's really uncomfortable how cheap it is. It's truly uncomfortable.
Yeah, all those old ones really bad. Richie Rich and Casper and
Richie Rich, number 40.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah, Richie Rich, awful. Let's see who's good here on the list. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Bulworth? You think Bulworth should make the list, Mike? I don't know. That might be bubbling under. Frasier? Frasier Crane? All right, let's start big. Let's we got to cross Bud Bundy, Father Phil. I should read my writing here. I don't know who this is. Oh, that's going to bug me if I can't figure that one out. What does that say? The Six Flags guy. That's what that is. Six Flags, that old man, that old monster who apparently haunts the amusement park. Let's put the Six Flag guy at 44. Okay? All right. Best Show, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom. This is John in Dallas with a couple for the topic.
All right. What's going on in Dallas tonight? How's all the weather? Is everybody doing okay in Houston and Dallas? I haven't followed it for the last week or so.
It's been pretty good, actually, pretty dry lately.
Good, good.
And all right. So first is the titular character from the great syndicated comic strip, Mallard Fillmore.
Interesting. I never read that. I don't know.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily, actually. I think great may have been somewhat of a little bit of a misstatement. But it's something to see. It's definitely, it's a very vitiated character, a very hollow creature.
Okay. I don't know enough about him. I'm gonna pass.
Right. I have one more.
What do you got?
If I may. You remember the great music video. I do say great in this instance, truly, for Soundgarden's Black Hole Sun.
The girl? The little girl?
Yes, exactly. Thank you.
That's more upsetting. Right? That's upsetting. That's not... I get where you're going with that. I'd be more inclined, if you're going to go with that, to say the pile of dogs from the John Carpenter's The Thing.
That's okay. I can deal with that.
If you're just going to go for pure upsetting. Remember the pile of dogs in John Carpenter's The Thing?
Maybe.
Did I say maybe? Goodbye. No, that's a no. Either you know it or you don't. Jeepers creepers. Best show, you're on the air.
Yes, I have one for your topic.
What do you got?
This is you may not know the character, but he is, may know the song, but he's a character from Beverly Hills 90210 named Ray Pruitt. And he was one of those guys that went in to boost ratings for the show. And he had a song called, How Do You Talk to an Angel? And then he later on went on to beat up women on the show.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure, buddy. Is that Jack Wagner?
I think so, yeah. I think that was his name.
Yeah, I don't know. Did we put Luke from General Hospital on the list? Luke from General Hospital. Number 16. Best show, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Tom.
Hi, who's this?
My name's Emily. I'm from Merchantville, New Jersey.
Emily, how are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
You're from Martinsville?
Merchantville.
Merchant?
Yes, Merchant.
Okay.
It's like right outside of Philadelphia.
All right.
I have something for the topic.
What do you have?
I was going on the Sopranos. A character that you were looking for earlier, and Meadow's roommate when she went to college.
Yeah, that's a pretty bad character.
She's terrible.
But I'm still going to say representatively from The Sopranos.
Mm-hmm.
If only one person can make it.
Aww.
Father Phil.
All right. But at least I know that
that's a great one. That's a great one. I think Phil is a stronger play, though, for The Sopranos.
I get it. But who can't enjoy their, freshman year of college? Like, that's a little ridiculous.
Oh, no, I got you. I'm with you.
With the homeless woman blew her nose on, like, the newspaper and wiped herself.
I am with you. I'm with you.
I have one more for the topic.
What do you have?
If I could. Barney.
Barney?
The dinosaur.
Oh, no, I figured, though, it's for kids. It's for kids.
But, I know how you feel about the Muppets, so I thought maybe...
Well, yeah, look, I'm ready to drop. Like I'm telling you. If we start with the Muppets, man, we're done. We're going to... First of all, we're going to have to double the... It's going to be the top 200 if we just start... And I might just get a list of Muppets and just start sticking numbers next to them. And then work, the Six Flag guy and Bud Bundy in the middle of some Muppets. Muppets, it's like a cornucopia. I started naming Muppets.
It's true.
And I was looking on Twitter, and this Wally Wackyman? It's this puppet who bothers me in the show.
Yes, yes.
Wally Wackyman.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
He was like, oh, no, please don't list any Muppets. Like, he was worried Muppets would get listed.
Right.
I hope he doesn't list any Muppets.
You're at the mercy of his begging, so no Muppets will make this list.
No. I'm not at the mercy of anything. I'm going to offer him a deal right now.
Fozzie Bear is bear.
No Muppet. This is a deal I'm going to offer Wally Wackyman right now. And I know you're out there listening, Wally Wackyman. No Muppets make the list. If you call and say that Wally Wackyman makes the list.
Ooh.
Otherwise.
That's deep.
Muppets are, we're on, we're, it's going to be a Muppet fiesta, man. I'm telling you. Ain't going to be no room. We're not even going to fit Ted on the list by the time I'm done with these Muppets.
How was your storm, Tom? Speaking of.
How was the storm?
Yeah.
What do you mean right now?
A big storm tonight.
Storm blew through, knocked the power out for a minute.
Yeah.
We're okay. We're hanging tough.
All right, good.
How about you? How are you doing?
It was pretty bad down here, like by Philadelphia, but not so terrible. But
stay
also lost power. A lot of trees down. Crazy.
Stay safe.
Yeah, Mother Nature. Is that a fictional character? Not so sure.
Yeah, I hear you. All right. You have a great night.
All right. Bye. Take care, Tom. Bye. Thanks.
Oh, this guy on Twitter, MD Dosia. M. Dosia just hit on a big one. The cow is from the Chick-fil-A ads. The cows from the Chick-fil-A ads are awful. Those are truly bad. The cows from the Chick-fil-A ads, 52. Best show, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom, it's Listener T.
Listener T, I know who this is.
How are you? How are you?
I'm good.
I'm well.
What's going on?
I got a couple for the list.
Well, let me just say, first of all, Wally Wackyman showing himself to be a true Muppet. He played this. It was like a felt Machiavelli here.
What?
Am I supposed to fall on that sword? Look, Muppets are great, but I've got to look out for myself. So he just said, at my signal, unleash the gates of hell at the Muppets, right?
Oh my!
He pretty much just said. Family Guy. What would be the worst Family Guy character? Stewie, the baby, the dog, Herbie. Seth, that dog
Farley.
Is the dog's name Herbie.
I don't know.
Does Ted encapsulate all of the McFarlane verse?
I think that Seth MacFarlane is one of the worst characters ever.
Oh,
but
that's a heady way of putting it. Interesting.
I don't think it's untrue.
Yeah.
Well,
look, I don't want to knock you off course. Who do you have for the list, listener?
Okay, I was going to say, first of all, Samuel L. Jackson in Jurassic Park when he played a cigarette. When he was like, hold on to your butts. That was pretty much his whole thing.
Okay.
That was an awful character.
All right, you've got my attention. What about Quagmire? You know that guy on the Family Guy, Quagmire?
I don't watch the show.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Jenny Piccolo?
From Happy Days.
Yeah.
See, I would go on Happy Days. Jenny Piccolo's a good one. I would almost go with the Al Delvecchio. Remember him?
Yeah, sure.
He drove me nuts, Al. Because first of all, he replaced Arnold, who was in Superior, right?
Well, certainly. Well, he was Academy Award nominee.
Yes.
You know, so.
Pat Morita.
Absolutely.
And then you put what's-his-face in there.
Yeah.
He's going, yep, you know,
he's Murray the Cop from The Odd Couple.
Yeah, well, you know what, though? Murray, he was good as Murray the Cop, but he stunk up the joint as Al.
It wasn't his scene. It wasn't his wheelhouse.
And why'd they replace him, by the way?
I think Pat Morita went on to do movies.
Okay.
And then I think they said that he died.
Wait, his character died?
I think Arnold died.
Well, I don't like that.
That's
gruesome. Can't just have the guy move?
I don't remember. Maybe they were trying to work off that MASH model or something. I got a couple more.
Okay.
Spalding Smales.
Spalding Smales is, yeah, I'm with you. I get you on that. I would almost say in Caddyshack, there's got to be somebody worse than him in Caddyshack, though, than Spalding
Smales. That's a peach, hon.
But what about the goon who's friends with Danny, who's like the
slick guy?
Yeah, like the Travolta, like the fourth-rate Travolta guy.
Yeah, the Adrian Zumet character.
Yes. I would put him as worst.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, but then I couldn't remember his name. I was like, that guy's just kind of a weasel.
But that's what makes him so bad. You don't even... Yeah. Caddyshack has been the most overanalyzed movie at this point. And then for that guy... to be someone who has nothing that anyone can quote in it.
Yeah, right? But he still made an impression.
He did make an impression. I'm gonna sleep on the dude. I'm gonna write Zemed in my notes here. Zemed Caddyshack.
Uh huh.
I still think Spalding Smales gives some laughs. He still triggers some laughs.
Yeah, no, that's true. He's got some good lines, and the guy's actually got a nails it. The one last one. Oh,
yeah.
Couple left. The Frito Bandito.
What is the Frito Bandito?
It was a bunch of ads that they ran in the late, probably 68, 69.
Hmm.
On national television for Fritos, but the character was this, like, serape wearing, you know, big sombrero, bandilleros, you know, ay, 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 I am the Frito Bandito.
Now, do you think he should be on there because of the racist aspect of it?
But I think it's also because of the insidiousness of it. It was, you know... I will never be able to really hear Cielito Lindo without actually thinking I am the Frito Bandito. So that's cultural imperialism, I guess.
I don't know the Frito Bandito. Do you find Speedy Gonzalez to be a terrible character?
No, it's funny. And the thing is because... maybe it's just because it's an anti-stereotype that it doesn't actually land as a stereotype, so it's humorous, as opposed to Pepe Le Pew, which is, you know, he's like just a molester.
Yeah, Pepe Le Pew is terrible. Somebody just suggested, Justin Stewart on Twitter just suggested the paperclip from Word.
Pepe.
The word paperclip.
His name is Clippy.
Clippy. What do you think about Clippy? Should Clippy? I would say Clippy should make the list, right?
Oh, sure.
Clippy.
Sure. And how about what's the
Clippy goes in at 19.
Ooh. Who is the bookkeeper at Sit and Sleep? Who's so upset? He's like, you're killing me, Larry.
What is that from?
The Sit and Sleep commercials.
Well, I don't know those. That might be regional.
Oh, it is regional. I've been here too long.
Listener T,
all right.
I appreciate the call. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Glad to. Okay. Everything's everything.
Thank
all
you.
Right.
Okay,
talk to you later.
Bye. Hey, Mike, can you bring your list in? Do you mind? All right, we got AP Mike. Later in the show, he's got a surprise worked up for us all. He went to put headphones on, and they're a little tight. They snapped back at him.
I'm glad that amused you, Tom.
That was a little funny. I mean, I only laughed because you laughed. I was going to let that slide. So, how are you tonight?
I'm doing good, Tom.
You doing all right?
All right.
Who do you think should make the worst 100? Let me ask you about a couple things on my list.
Okay.
Mr. Peanut.
Mr. Peanut.
Yeah.
You don't find him elegant? I always thought he was a fairly elegant
Selling
character.
Selling on his own people.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Well, he wants people to enjoy his fellow peanuts.
But he keeps living. He keeps living.
Oh, okay.
And the jar's filled with carcasses of his people.
Okay. I never looked at it that way.
Yeah. He's like Calvin Candy or something. He's like a creep, like a...
Sinister.
Like a, he's sinister.
Yeah,
he's
like all right.
He's like an ultimate villain.
Okay. I'll never look at Mr. Peanut again. The same way.
I'm going to think about Mr. What about Silent Bob?
Silent Bob is a good one. I saw other people had mentioned that one.
Silent Bob. Let's put him on. Let's just... Silent Bob. Silent Bob, he goes in at 38. Who do you have on your list?
I've got a couple animals that I thought might be good for the list. I've got the tortoise from Breaking Bad.
The one that had Danny Trejo's head on it?
Yes.
Okay.
I've got the dinosaurs from the Tree of Life.
All right. They're a little neutral, but...
I've got Chaka from Land of the Lost.
Chaka's... you really? You don't like Chaka?
No, I did not like Chaka.
Chaka had no choice in any of this stuff. These interlopers got dropped in there. He was helping them out as best he could.
I've got Kit from Knight Rider.
The car.
The car.
You don't like the car.
No.
Knight Rider. All right. I find the car to be not necessarily something I like. Oh, what do you think about the pig from the Geico commercials? Maxwell. Andy Mascola. Just because I wrote in my notes, Geico.
Okay.
Just knowing that there's a Geico mascot that... That's
a good one.
There could be like five Geico people on this list.
Yeah.
The gecko, the pig. What other Geico mascots are? The caveman.
Yeah, right.
End up
yeah.
with a long list. Yeah. I'm going to just go with Maxwell the pig.
Okay.
From Geico. Maxwell the pig goes in at 91.
The characters I had from a commercial were the women who get excited in the Fiat Blue Pill commercial when the car gets an erection. And then you see all these women going, ooh, ah.
No, I saw that. That's one of my least favorite commercials. That guy in that commercial, that weird old man, he...
So you're going to go with the weird old man instead?
I don't know. I kind of want to wash my hands of that whole thing. That commercial is so upsetting. It's because he's got his pill, his little blue pill, and he's being such a big shot. He like throws it into his mouth and misses.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, you get what you deserve there. You're being arrogance. Hubris, right?
Uh-huh.
Hubris is what sunk the Titanic.
That's
and
true.
Also, oh, somebody just hit on one of mine on the list. Mickey from Seinfeld.
Mickey from Seinfeld.
I don't like Mickey.
Okay.
You know what?
Right.
I don't like
his beard. Yeah, the actor.
Beard. I don't like that beard.
Beard. He shaves the neck. You don't like a beard where they shave the neck?
I don't like the character of it. I just don't like the character. Because, look, I barely like Kramer on that show.
Uh-huh.
And he's like one of Kramer's, like, cohorts. And that beard looks so itchy to me. Like, Mickey's beard looks so... I watch Seinfeld.
Right.
I see Mickey with that beard. It makes me just think, like you want to, like, stick Velcro against it and make it go, like... And I'm going, ah! Right?
Yeah. I think that's valid. And we still haven't discussed the elephant in the room.
Hold on one second. Mickey from Seinfeld. Mickey from Seinfeld. Let's put him in at 66. Who's the elephant in the room?
Sons of Anarchy.
That's right. Sons of Anarchy is a big one. We were talking earlier about Sons of Anarchy. We tried to keep our own list separate until the show began. It could be one of the only things to get an ensemble entry into the thing.
the entire cast.
Everyone associated with Sons of Anarchy.
Uh-huh.
Just the rare ensemble award.
I don't have a problem with that.
all the actors. But I don't know. I feel like there's got to be one guy. Who do you think the person is that representatively encapsulates what makes your skin crawl with Sons of Anarchy?
To me, it was Chucky.
No hands. The guy with no hands. Yeah. He got his hands because he was getting a little touchy.
Yeah, he was.
He was a fan of self-touching. And then the Sons of Anarchy and their hilarious. And this is what constituted like a comedy runner on that show was him getting his hands chopped off by these guys because he couldn't stop touching himself.
Yeah.
And they chopped his hands off. So the rest of the series he's got rubber gloves on.
Yeah. A mutilation joke. The rare mutilation joke.
Yeah.
Not too many people will go there.
Yeah. I don't know if I could do Chucky. So there's got to be somebody who is I thought maybe the Irish guy who I can't remember what his name is. No, I don't even know if anybody knows his name on the show.
I can't remember.
He's like one of the two guys who survived. He survived, right?
I believe so.
He made it.
I think he did.
The most boring character. He should be on the list for the most boring character.
No, you know what? I think he didn't make it. I think he got it in the end. There was another guy that we're dealing with. His
Juice didn't make
subordinate.
It.
Subordinate. No, Juice didn't make it. You mentioned a guy whose name is
Half Sack.
Yeah.
From the show.
Yeah.
I don't know about that guy.
And
he's an actual real-life murderer,
right?
That guy.
So that's like a bonus. So that sort of takes him to the next level.
That just makes it not fun, that guy. Depressing.
Mm-hmm.
Actual. So we're trending in the nationwide. It's nice to know that Worst 100 is trending nationally. So, okay, who else? Who from Sons of Anarchy? I'm trying to think. Somebody's suggesting Vacation Jason from the Chris Gethard show, that's a pretty good one. Put Vacation Jason at number 98, worst characters of all time. This guy, the worst. And he's like arrogant. Like I met him after the thing and he's just like, it's like, all right, not the character right now. Actually, I don't know. I might be projecting on that one. He's probably saying the same thing about me.
You want to hear my top three?
I do.
Number three, Arnold Friedman from Capturing the Friedmans.
But that's not a fictional character.
No, he's a character. I took just character.
Okay.
Number two, Robert Durst, the Jinx.
Again, not a fictional character.
Well, that's what makes them worse to me. And the number one,
Anwar
Congo from The Act of Killing. This is the real, though. Yeah, the real character, the real man who
killed
about 1,000 people.
You know, Hitler and Stalin.
Hitler wasn't in, documentary.
Yeah, but he was in Inglourious Bastards.
Oh, okay, right, true.
Hitler's been fictionalized once or twice.
How about Rust Cole from True Detective?
I don't know, but what you give your True Detective. This guy's got his axe to grind with True Detective.
Glenn Bishop from Mad Men. That was like this creepy kid. And then there were classics. I mean, people have already mentioned Ziggy Sabatka from The Wire.
Ziggy. The cartoon character Ziggy?
No.
Because Ziggy, the cartoon character, should make the
okay,
thing.
Okay, all right.
Right?
All right, if you want to go that way.
You like Ziggy?
No, I'm not a big Ziggy guy.
Who in comic strips do you think the worst is?
Sluggo.
All right. I think we might go with Ziggy. Ziggy. 99.
How about Screech from Saved by the Bell, another popular favorite? Is that too obvious?
He's almost too obvious.
Too obvious, yeah, okay.
Screech. You imagine being one of those poor actors on those things, shooting those shows, getting paid nothing. Then you're just, everybody knows you as Screech for the rest of your life. Guy can barely make car payments. Everybody was screaming Screech at him. Hey, it's Screech.
Yeah.
Screech. Hey, Screech, you suck. And that's like the other thing. People think they like know better than you.
Hey, Screech, you suck.
Like, he can't, just because he was Screech at one point,
yeah.
People think he's like worse than.
That's got to be a hard life to live after that.
Fred Durst. You talk about Robert Durst. Mm-hmm. Imagine being Fred Durst.
Yeah.
Fred Durst, you suck. Like they see him with his hat on. You suck. He's like, yeah, I'm just trying to. What was I supposed to just go to a different planet after Limp Bizkit stopped getting popular? I don't know what to do. Where am I supposed to go? I don't know what to do here. So, yeah. How about, did you ever see the movie The Fifth Element?
Who was in that one?
It was Bruce Willis.
I think, yeah. Science fiction thing.
There was a character that Chris Tucker played in in that movie. That is definitely, he's top 10 for me, that guy. Chris Tucker in, you knew from Sons of Anarchy? What about Otto from Sons of Anarchy?
Otto.
Remember? Otto was, it was played by Kurt Sutter.
Yeah, that'll work, yeah.
Nah. Remember he slammed his tongue on the table? It was so stupid. Well,
this way, yeah, at least we can get to the heart of the creator of the show.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to think. We got to think on this Sons of Anarchy thing.
Okay.
I got to figure that out. All right, Mike.
All right.
Thank you. That's a good list.
Thank you.
Mr. Peanut, think on that. This guy's a creep. All-time creep. Mr. Peanut. And what's with Mike doing? They just listed serial killers. Listed actual real-life killers. I don't know, man. Can't get a handle on him sometime. Yeah, there we go. Sean Mulville called the same. He said he listed that character also from Fifth Element. Chris Tucker from Fifth Element, number 7. Best show, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
How are you?
I'm good. Who's
Sparkle Bomb?
What's that?
Sparkle Bomb from Buffalo, New York.
Sparkle Bomb. What's up, Sparkle Bomb?
Me again. How are you, Tom?
I'm good. What's going on tonight?
Well, I got internet over here on my houseboat and my ice floe.
Your houseboat?
Yeah, I don't know if you remember talking to me a few months ago, but I told you about how I found out about the best show, and you said, why'd you move to Buffalo?
That's right.
Moved
that's
from
right.
a houseboat.
That's right.
Yeah. So I'm really torn.
What do you think? Humpty Dumpty. Somebody just put up on the thing. Humpty Dumpty.
Look, when I was little...
Yeah.
That was the last thing I was concerned with. The lamest of nursery rhymes, or whatever the heck you want to call it.
Yeah.
He's not even real. Not even, no.
Yeah, you would almost say he's fictional.
Yeah, but he's so fictional that he's just irrelevant. He was like a ghost of a fictional character. Basically, I didn't give a frick about Humpty Dumpty, so I say you don't favorite that tweet.
Fair enough, Sparkle Bomb. Who do you have for the list?
Well, personally, I just really wanted to say that my real name is Angie, a.k.a. Angela, and I really didn't like Jerry's girlfriend, Angela, in Seinfeld, because George would always just sigh heavily and say, Angela. And she was played by Fran Drescher, and of course she was very annoying. So actually, when I went to college, I started making everyone call me Angie because of that Seinfeld episode. But that's just personally.
I'm gonna suggest a radical thing here in terms of Seinfeld. We already put Mickey from Seinfeld, right?
Yeah.
Get ready for this, Sparkle. But I'm gonna still call you. I'm not gonna call you Angela. What am I, Tony Danza? I'm going to call you Sparkle Bomb.
Tony Angela, thank you.
Hey, Angela. Remember? Hey, Angela. Remember when Tony Danza would do that? Hey, Angela.
Hey. Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to suggest Jerry Seinfeld from Seinfeld.
I agree.
Yeah, right?
I agree.
Jerry Seinfeld from Seinfeld. Put him in at number 6.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sparkle Bomb. You have a great night.
Thank you, Tim.
Hey, Angela. Man, she did not like that. No, I'm not putting Tattoo on here from Fantasy Island. I got no problem with him. You got a problem with Tattoo? I don't know what to tell you. What about hey Mike, what about the guy from Curb Your Enthusiasm? What's his face? Remember
Hey Larry. Larry, what is your problem?
Yeah, Super Dave.
Larry, what you don't understand, Larry, Marty Funkhauser.
Marty Funkhauser. Thank you, Cowboy Dan.
Larry, you are as dumb as I can. I can't believe how stupid you are. Larry.
Marty Funkhauser has to make that list.
What is your problem, Larry?
Does that sound like him, Mike? Imagine this conversation, Mike.
Oh, yeah. I got AP Mike coming through. Going over to Massa's Tavern this weekend. Gonna go there, get some Slim Jims with my buddy Marty Funkhauser.
Larry, I'm here with Macho Man, why are we going to Mass's Tavern? Larry.
Oh, Marty Funkhauser does not like Larry. Oh, boy. Big problems. Big problems with him. I think the live blog has slowed down. So we will piece that together, everybody. We'll piece it together. Ain't we got fun? Oh, guys. Gals. Children of all ages. One thing I've been meaning to tell you about, Mike just we got somebody on the phone right now. Very exciting. We all know it's summer is now underway, and it's with summer it comes baseball. Baseball season is here, and people know I'm from a town in New Jersey called Newbridge, and our team is the Newbridge Ratmen, and I'm a huge Ratmen fan, and if you're like me, you've been following their race. They're in first place right now in the upper mid outer East Coast standings. It's exciting to see the Ratmen thriving. and their success is due in no small part to the amazing job that center fielder Piercy Hobart's been doing this year. He's had a currently has a hitting streak that it's totally exciting seeing this guy do what he does, and we have a pretty big thrill for everybody right now. From the Newbridge Ratmen at center field, Piercy Hobart. Piercy, are you there?
Hi, Mr. Sharpling. Thanks for having me. It's a real thrill to be here. Thank you.
Thank you, Piercy. I just want to congratulate you on this really amazing season you've been putting together.
Oh, thank you, sir. You know, it has been a really exciting season so far, and I feel really blessed to be able to compete for such a great ball club with so many amazing players. And I'm just trying to do my best out there by playing heads-up ball and doing the best I can for the club.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. So Ratmen are doing really well. How do you see the rest of the season going from this point on?
Well, you know, we're just focused on the next game right now. You know, we're not looking at the schedule to see what's coming up. Our primary concern right now is putting runs up on that scoreboard. And, you know, I'll tell you, I really feel the Ratmen can win our division. But as for right now, we're just taking this one game at a time. You know, we've got our strengths this year for sure. I've been connecting with the ball pretty well lately, and our pitcher, Chase Lassiter, he's really had the batters eating out of his hand.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, he's pitching lights-out baseball. He's doing great. He's really throwing some supreme heat, and I think he's capable of going the distance every game. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we do have some work to do, of course. We have to step up our run production big time, you know, make sure we get that insurance run. You know, no more of this three up, three down business, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure. You can say that again. I understand that completely. And you guys are doing well, but I guess from where you sit, there's always room for improvement.
Absolutely. And Mr. Sharpling, I do want to say, I've gotten a lot of credit for these wins lately, but I'm just a small part of this Ratmen ball club.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just a lunch pail player with a blue collar work ethic, and I'm just so blessed to be playing for this ball club. And of course, I couldn't have done it without my faith in my Savior Jesus Christ.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm glad that's important. Everybody's got what kind of is important to them, and that's awesome that's important to you. On Sunday it was it was a pretty amazing game, Piercy, against the Old Bridge Militia. I mean, it was pretty, I guess, what would you call that? Heartbreaking, I guess?
Absolutely. It was a tough one.
Yeah, you guys lost by, like, it was one run, bottom of the ninth on what I would call a bad call on a play at the plate that involved you and Old Bridge Militia catcher Chase Hartley.
Yeah, a super tough loss. You know, we're still smarting from that. And, that game on Sunday against Old Bridge, that was shaping up to be a real pitcher's duel. But we played a great game of psychological ball against their really great pitcher, Chase Hutchins.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, Hutchins, yeah, he had been roughed up in his last few outings, and we knew that he was very vulnerable. And I'll tell you, we were struggling early, but, once our third baseman, Chase Powell, hit that inside fastball right on the screws late in the fifth inning, that was a real laser shot.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, that put us right back in the ballgame big time.
Yeah.
And then, for those next few innings, we shelled Hutchins really hard. We were playing really aggressive offense. But, the Militia, they were playing aggressive offense, too. And they were giving our pitcher, Chase Redgrave, some serious trouble putting runs up on the board.
Sure.
And, and at one point, Redgrave, he was really flustered after that fourth hit in a row. And then when I came out to the mound to buy, I tried to calm him down. And, you know, I know that a couple of the other players on the team had very similar conversations when they came out to the mound to buy. So, you know, now we're in the bottom of the seventh and we're tied, and I'm on first base. I had a little single. And our second baseman, Chase Gantry, at that point, he chased a bad pitch. And, you know, Chase is a real high-motor guy, and, you know, as always, he was swinging for the fence on that one. And the ball took a bad hop in the infield, and their shortstop, Chase Bellingham, he couldn't get a handle on the ball, and that just rolled right into the outfield, and there were a couple mishaps there, so I just kept running. And when I made it to third, Coach Crumpleman, he waved me home, you know, I was really barreling. And, you know, Mr. Sharpling, when the bases, you know, are open and I'm running around third, my goal is always to be a tough out at the plate.
Mm-hmm.
And so I slid very hard at home plate, and I thought I avoided Hartley's tag, but the ump didn't see it that way.
Yeah.
He called me out.
I mean, in my opinion, I thought it was a really bad call.
Well, a lot of people did, and ultimately it is what it is. And it was certainly a tough loss, but I just feel blessed to play the game and to be a rat man and to be able to play our coach's brand of rat ball. You know, but you have to look at it philosophically. Everything's a blessing, and I think we needed that adversity, that loss, to keep us on target to what our goal is for the season, and that, of course, is to win our division and ultimately to win the Sprinkler Trophy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Well, this is a big weekend coming up for you guys.
It certainly is, yeah.
You got three games against the Tri-Bridge Demon Badgers.
Yes.
And you guys are hot right now, but they are on a roll, too. How are the Ratmen feeling about those games?
Well, you know, we're going to have to be ready to play because we know those Demon Badgers are surely going to be ready to play. And, you know, we know they're formidable, and let's be honest, they're streaking right now. But I think if we play the kind of rat ball Coach Morpleton has been drilling us in, I know we can put up the kind of runs and play that kind of defense that's going to result in wins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's really great to hear, and I know I speak for everyone in Newbridge when I say we are all pulling for the Ratmen this weekend.
Well, thank you, sir. I'm just happy to be here doing what I can to help the club, and as long as we keep doing our jobs, everything will be taken care of, and this ball club is going to be where it should be by the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just need to make some more crucial plays, perform at our tempo, go out there and execute, and just keep getting better. And I'll tell you, one thing we've learned is that you can't get too high after those wins,
mm-hmm.
and you can't get too low after those losses. Mm-hmm. You just have to keep it at an even keel, because at the end of the day,
yeah,
it is what it is.
It's very true, very true. Hey, Piercy, I've always wanted to ask you about your first name. It's kind of an unique first name.
I guess it is kind of different. I'm named after Stephen Piercy, who was the singer for this crazy rock band from the 80s called Rat.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I guess my mom let him into her tights back in 1989 when he came through Newbridge on the Reach for the Sky tour.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I guess it is kind of ironic and somewhat destinous that I ended up on a baseball team called the Ratmen.
Yeah, I guess that would be destinous that you said it a way that I'm not comfortable saying it.
For sure.
But
have you heard of that band?
Rat?
Yes.
Sure.
Oh, I never heard of them until she told me about this.
Mm-hmm.
They're crazy, right? They have the video where the old guy's in it.
Yeah, Milton Berle.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they had that video for Round and Round was their first big hit.
That's what it's called. Yes, yeah. Yes.
And the video had like a dinner scene. I guess Milton Berle's nephew managed them, from what I understood.
Oh, I don't know about that. I wondered why he was in that. Yeah. Yeah. Had you ever seen them?
Rat?
Yes.
No, I've never seen them live. No.
Oh.
No.
I was just curious if they're any good or not.
Well, it's not exactly my scene, but that's neither here nor there.
What's your scene? What do you like? What kind of music are you into?
I like all sorts of stuff, you know. I guess a lot of the way I say it is from ABBA to Zappa, you know. Like
who?
ABBA to Zappa.
Abbott.
You know? No. From ABBA.
ABBA to Zappa. Is that one?
No, it's not one. It's like from A to Z, from the band ABBA to Zappa, the Frank Zappa.
Wait, A to Z, is that a rock group?
No, these are not. These are just different. It's like a kind of a.
Will you spell ABBA to Zappa?
You know what? I'm just going to say. I don't know if we're going to ever get to the bottom of that.
Well, I like hearing about new music. I like Taylor Swift, and I've heard some AC/DC that I like. Mm-hmm. So I might like ABBA to Zappa.
Well, why don't you try listening to the band ABBA, ABBA? Just that's it. That's it.
And then do Zappa is something else that's good too.
Yeah, that might be a little less what you're interested in.
Okay.
But hey, you know, you said something earlier that I'm trying to make a little sense of here. You said that in that game against Old Bridge, you went to the pitcher's mound to calm down your pitcher, Chase Hutchins.
That's correct, sir.
And then you said something about you went out to the mound to, you said to buy, and that other players went out to buy.
That's right.
Out to the mound. I mean, is that like baseball lingo? I'm always looking to understand like the game within the game, stuff like that, like the inside baseball stuff. I'm always interested in what does to buy mean? Is that that's like a technique to get the pitcher kind of to calm down when he gets a little reckless?
Oh no, it doesn't mean that. No.
Mm-hmm. Well, what does it mean then?
It means to buy.
To buy.
Yeah.
To buy what?
Coke, weed, ecstasy, LSD, acid. Why?
What do you mean to buy those drugs? I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Oh, well, you know, we play so many games over the season. You know, we're playing every day, you know, pretty much for the whole summer, that, you know, we players sometimes we need a little pick-me-up. Or sometimes the game is just pretty boring, and so we need to make it fun. And, you know, thanks to vaping, it's so much easier for us players to get shifachate on the playing field than it was for our forefathers back in the day. And I'll tell you something else. We're so blessed that we don't have to go to a shady part of town to get our pick-me-up. We just take a couple trots out to the pitcher's mound to get quality Chiba, shrooms, Emerald Nightmare.
Wait, no, this can't be. This can't be. It's like it can't be real that you go. That you basically are buying drugs from the pitcher on your own team?
Well, yeah, we all do.
Who?
Everybody.
Everybody.
Yeah, this has been going on since, I don't know, like the 1800s.
Oh, players selling drugs to other players in like full view of everybody, thousands of people at the stadium.
Yeah, I mean it's why baseball was invented.
This is insane. You're saying that baseball was invented so that players could sell drugs to each other?
Oh, well, it's yeah, but it's way bigger than that.
How is it? Yeah, how is it bigger than that?
Well, look, it's a known fact that Abner Doubleday, who was, of course, the inventor of the sport, he was a massive hemp producer. And back then, he was unable to sell his weed because the local sheriff was being a complete and utter munch. So Doubleday, he realized that this new, very popular game that he had invented, bases ball, which is what it was originally called, it was the perfect way for him to sell chronic.
Uh-huh.
So everyone in his town was totally taken by baseball, and they loved to play it, and what better way to I don't know, stealthily distribute his product than by having players and coaches running out to the field or coming in from the infield to discuss things. I'm using, have you seen these things? They're called air quotes.
Oh, like, yeah, yeah, no,
you
I'm,
hold
I'm
two, yeah, hold four, like four fingers up.
Sure, you two on each hand.
Yeah, so I'm using those air quotes around the words discuss things. With the pitcher and then pass that contraband on to their respective buyers is pretty ingenious.
So what you're saying, if I'm understanding you correctly, is that whenever if we're watching a baseball game, whenever we see a player or a manager go up to the mound and talk to the pitcher, that's a drug deal going down.
100% of the time, yes.
What? 100% of the time?
Yeah. And you know how when you see a catcher and he's crouching down and he gives signals to the pitchers like one finger or two fingers or three fingers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you know what that means?
No, I don't.
Well, he's actually placing his drug order. Like one finger is a dime bag, two is 50 ludes, three is 2 grams of white wedding, stuff like that. Whatever they work out signal-wise.
I can't believe any of this.
Oh, yeah. In a decent-sized nutshell, here's how it works.
Okay.
Okay, so the ump is behind home plate. I can't believe you don't know this.
No, I don't know any of this.
So the ump is behind home plate, and he has this earpiece through which he receives drug orders from the higher-ups at Major League Baseball.
Okay.
And then the ump leans over and he whispers the order to the catcher, who then gives the signals, you know, the finger signal to the pitcher. And then the pitcher will throw these wild pitches until the catcher comes to the mound to, here's these air quotes again, calm him down.
Mm-hmm.
And the pitcher pulls the contraband from his own glove, and then he'll put it in the catcher's mitt, and then the catcher goes back to home plate. He crouches down, and he hands, you know, very stealthily, he hands the drugs off to the ump behind his back, and then the ump, he puts the drugs in a hollowed-out baseball, and then he throws it to a bat boy under the guise of, you know, the ball being spent or faulty. And then the ball boy gives it to the team manager, and the manager gives it to a beer seller. And then the beer seller, he runs up the steps, and he hands it to the organist. And then the organist completes the deal by handing it to the purchaser and then collecting the money.
The organist?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it all goes to the organist now. See, the organist for the Red Sox?
Yeah.
He is the most prolific crippler dealer in baseball right now. They call him Rick Bakeman.
Okay. That's news to me.
I don't get it, but that's what they call him.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that is. It might be a play on Rick Wakeman.
Who's she?
Well, Rick Wakeman is a he. He is a keyboardist for a band called Yes.
Are they like Rat? I think because it's a short name.
No, it's not like Rat.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And also, anytime you see a player throwing a ball into the stands for a fan, like a goodwill gesture or something to like a, you know, like a woman or something,
mm-hmm.
even a child sometimes, 100% of the time it's got cocaine or hash in it.
This is so much to take in right now. You're saying, Piercy, that since the beginning of baseball, this has been going on nonstop.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I mean, I find it hard to believe. Surely there have to be players throughout the course of this that have refused to take part in this, though, right?
No.
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 Wait, no. So every so guys like Willie Mays,
mm-hmm.
Babe Ruth,
mm-hmm.
Lou Gehrig, Hank Aaron, Derek Jeter, all these greats have been involved in what's essentially the drug trade.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, those guys were all legendary krell peddlers. And as a matter of fact, Babe Ruth,
mm-hmm.
he hit so well because his bat was loaded with crystal meth. Just like tons of rocks in there.
Babe Ruth.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They called him the Big Methbino before they called him the Big Bambino.
The Big...
Methbino.
Methbino.
Rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
The Big Methbino.
Yep. Oh, and also...
Yeah?
You know, what gets lost in that whole Doc Ellis thing, you know, where he pitched that that game on acid? Mm-hmm. I guess it was a couple weeks ago. It was the 40th anniversary of it or something.
Yeah.
You know, it turns out he was the very last player on the Pirates to dose.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. Dave Cash, their second baseman,
mm-hmm.
he forced him to pitch on LSD.
Okay. Wait, really?
Yeah. He said, man, you either pitch while flipping on doses or things are going to get mucho uncool around the clubhouse.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's intense.
It is. And Dave Cash, he was on rails that night.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, he was like an Indian on fire water.
Okay. That's a...
Oh, well, I can say that because I'm one-third friend of Cherokee.
Friend of Cherokee.
Yeah.
That's why you can say something like that.
Yeah. My great-great-grandfather's best friend was an Indian.
That's terrible. That does not give you the right to say anything you want. You're not Native American.
I'm one-third friend of Cherokee.
Friend of...
Might have been Comanche. No, it's friend of Comanche.
Okay, look, I disagree with that. I've never heard that, and it... Yeah, that's not tracking for me there.
Well, maybe you're not tracking for me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what to tell you there, Piercy.
Well, you know about this thing with Honus Wagner's baseball card being so rare, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's this card, the Honus Wagner card. He did not want it being sold in, I guess they were sold in cigarette packs at the time, because he thought it would encourage kids to smoke.
That's what they wanted you to think.
What they wanted you to think?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well,
what's the truth?
The real reason is he didn't want that on the market because he didn't want it to compete with his Honus's Rail Flakes.
Honus's Rail... What are Honus's Rail Flakes?
Honus's Rail Flakes were a kid's breakfast cereal that, of course, was, you know, laced with cocaine, which wasn't a big deal back then, and shouldn't be a big deal now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shouldn't be a big deal now.
Do you think it should?
Yeah, I would. I would say a breakfast cereal laced with cocaine.
Well,
yeah.
I play on all the time.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, I think it's a big deal.
Well, I think you're... Not a big deal.
No, well, I don't know.
How do you feel about that?
Well, I guess you're entitled to your opinion. I mean, I'm... Look, I root for the Ratmen. That's not changing. I think you're a big deal, but I'm shocked at all this stuff you're telling me.
Well, look, I'll tell you, this whole thing is the best thing that could have happened to baseball. The steroid thing is what I'm talking about.
Wait, how so?
Well... All that steroid talk, it completely deflected attention away from our blatant drug dealing.
I'm not... So all of that distracted everybody from...
Oh, yeah.
From this.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, Mr. Sharpling, unfortunately, some guys have gotten really greedy over the years.
Uh-huh.
And things have gotten kind of bad.
Like?
Well, you know, like Pete Rose?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what happened to him? He got banned from baseball for...
For gambling.
That's what they want you to think, yeah.
Uh-huh. But that's not what happened?
No, no. He got barred because he wasn't kicking back the required amount to Commissioner Kuhn. Is it... It's Kuhn or Kuhn?
Kuhn.
It is... Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or it might be Kuhn. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And then, sadly, some guys just disappear. Like Gus Brennan.
Gus Brennan.
Yeah.
The famous gray mule.
Exactly. Yeah.
For the Ratmen.
The most consecutive games played in a row ever.
Yeah, yeah. He's I've talked to him before. I thought Gus was sent down to the sub minors because I mean this sounds rude, but or shocking. He got caught having intercourse with a prostitute during a game in the dugout.
Yeah.
The first game this year.
Yeah. Well, that did happen, but that's not why he got sent away.
Then what? If that's not that seems so bad.
It's bad. Yeah.
What actually got him sent away then?
Gus actually pulled the ultimate boner. I'll tell you what the ultimate boner is.
Okay.
He brought in an outside party into the baseball drug trade.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Ty Cobb pulled the very same boner back in his day. And I'll tell you, that boner almost resulted in his getting hung on a meat hook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, Gus's boner.
Piercy, can I just ask you, can you stop saying the word boner, please?
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. It's kind of the perfect word for this
scenario. Well, I'm just asking you to swap in a different word.
Okay. So here's what happened. You know, Gus is, he's selling a lot, and he ends up bringing in these Ecuadorian warlords, this gang called Los Baddies.
Baddies.
B-A-D-D-I-E-S. Mm-hmm. B-A-D-D-I-E-S. Yeah, like a bad dude.
Los Baddies.
Los Baddies, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, that's why you saw all these Ecuadorian restaurants and Ecuadorian shaved ice stands popping up all over New Bridge.
Okay.
But then things got really out of hand really fast.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was Los Baddies, they were taking all the proceeds and not giving anything to Major League Baseball.
Uh-huh.
And then Los Baddies,
yeah,
they were also chopping off people's legs.
Okay.
That's why you see all these people with only one leg running around New Bridge. Like that poor man who put me through earlier. What's his name, Mike?
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah.
What are you getting at?
Mike only has one leg.
No.
He does, yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I thought he,
that's ask news. Him.
Mike, how many legs do you have? He only has one. You're okay?
Yeah.
I didn't realize. Okay.
Yeah.
That's why that's why he doesn't wear shorts.
It is, yeah. Yep. Sad.
It's
to not be able to wear jean shorts in the summer, can you think of anything worse?
Oh, I can think of worse things, but
I can't.
Okay, well, that's maybe where we're different.
Well, how would you feel if you were unable to wear your jean shorts?
Well, it's kind of a moot point because I'm not wearing jean shorts.
What?
Hey, you sound.
Well, it was shocking what I just heard.
Uh huh. Well, it's it shouldn't be that shocking. I don't wear jean shorts.
What?
Wow, you sound like a real.
I'm a jort enthusiast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure sounds like it.
Yeah. Well, look, so anyway, at this point, current Major League Baseball Commissioner Manfred, he called in the BIA to take care of those heartless banditos.
The BIA. What is the BIA?
That's the Baseball Intelligence Agency. Why?
What is that?
Well, BIA Chairman Schmidt,
mm-hmm.
you know, he's in charge of this whole thing, and he made the call to have the Ecuadorians taken out.
Uh-huh.
And that's why all those Ecuadorian restaurants and shaved ice stands are now baseball-themed, like Dugout Pizza and Icy Bats. I dropped my Icy Bat. I had one.
Oh, you had an Icy Bat.
I had one. It was very cooling. Yeah.
Jean shorts, not my thing. Icy Bats, can't get enough of them.
Yeah, they're good, right?
What's your favorite flavor?
I was asking
you the same thing. Is that nuts?
It's, what do they call that? They call that a chiku.
When you say when you say the same thing at the same time. So, yes. What is your favorite flavor, Pearson?
I like the guava.
You like the guava?
Yes.
I like the plain.
That's clear.
Yeah, it's just ice flavor.
It doesn't taste like anything.
Well, it's refreshing.
Why don't you just get ice?
Well, it's not shaped like a bat.
That's true.
It's refreshing. It's just I like.
But with all those flavors, you go up there and you. I don't even know if it says clear on the, like, as a choice.
You can get it. You can ask for it.
Oh, it's like that secret menu thing?
Yeah, it kind of is like that.
Yeah, like over and beside burger that we have here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you can just get a.
You can get it mutant style.
Mutant style. Wait, that's yeah. What I didn't know you can order that way.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know how they have shredded lettuce and stuff like that? Everything's shredded?
Yeah.
You get the bun.
Yeah.
You get the bun boiled.
Okay.
So you get the boiled bun and you get all the shredded stuff on the outside and they drop that in the deep fryer.
Uh-huh.
And then they thaw it and then they deep freeze it.
Okay.
That's mutant style.
Yeah, I don't know if that sounds particularly appetizing. I don't know who would like that.
Well, I like it.
Uh-huh. Oh, you like it that way.
Oh, are you judging me?
Well, I'm not judging you. I like the plain icy bats.
Well, okay. That's fine.
Yeah. So what you're saying is that the BIA.
Yes, sir.
The Baseball Intelligence Agency.
Yes, yeah.
Took out Gus as well?
Yeah. Well, look, honestly,
mm-hmm.
It's between you and me.
Okay.
Major League Baseball needs for the Ecuadorians to believe that Gus got iced, so they'll just forget about him.
Okay.
Okay. But between you and me?
Uh-huh.
That new left fielder that the Ratmen have, Chase Pennington?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, there's... He's one of those guys that's hard to get a... Like, I'm not sure what to make of him. He seems like a weird...
Mm-hmm.
Like, off.
Yeah.
And, like, creepy.
Yeah.
And he doesn't seem good.
Right, yeah.
Even. Like, he seems like he can barely move.
Yeah, he can't. And that's because that's Gus.
Wait, the new kid.
Yeah.
Chase Pennington.
Yeah.
That's, okay, I'm confused here.
Yeah, that's Gus in a wig and a fake mustache because he's in the Baseball Protection Program.
Okay, Gus Brennan.
Yeah.
Who's well into his 50s at this point.
Yeah.
Is now posing as a rookie.
Exactly, so he can keep his streak alive. Eventually they'll reveal that it's him. But here's what happened. Gus was going to go to the U.S. government and do a major LB on this whole drug thing.
An LB, a lid blower.
Yes, Mr. Sharpling, sir.
Uh-huh. Well, you don't have to call me sir.
Well, you command some respect. You have a Citizens Band radio show.
Well, it's more than that, but... Okay.
So, well, anyway,
okay.
Here's what happened. Commissioner Manfred, he made a deal with Gus, and that Gus could continue to play for the Ratmen if he didn't say anything to the authorities, you know, about the whole thing. So, you know, it's still on the QT. No one knows any better, and Gus can continue to play still.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the reason he won't say anything is because Major League Baseball cut his tongue out.
What?
Yeah.
Is that why that guy doesn't do interviews?
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever... It is unbelievable.
I know. You would never believe that this is true, but whoa!
What?
Oh, my God.
What's going on?
Whoa. Hang on.
What's up?
I just looked at my phone and it has been blowing up, I guess, for the last 25 minutes or something. Hang on, okay?
Okay.
Oh my God.
What?
Oh my God. I've got all these texts from here's one from Hank Aaron. Oh my God, A-Rod, Johnny Bench, wow. Carl, look at the, oh my God.
Wow.
Greg Luzinski, Cal Ripken Jr.
Really?
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, no.
What is it, Piercy?
Oh, my God. It turns out I wasn't supposed to talk about any of this stuff.
But the drug stuff?
Yeah, I'm new to the league. I thought everyone knew about this. Oh, my God. Mr. Sharpling, I think they're going to ice me for talking too much. I think I pulled the ultimate boner.
Oh. I'm sorry that you're in that...
Oh, no.
What is it?
Oh, no. Did you hear that?
I heard a horn.
I'm looking out the window.
Yeah?
Oh, my God! It's Randy Johnson!
The pitcher.
Yes! His mullet is even longer now! Oh, my God, he's in my driveway. What is that? Oh, no.
What?
He's pushing a big electronic pitching machine.
Uh-huh.
Randy, no, I'm sorry, no! Oh, my God! Randy, please forgive my boner, please, please! Why doesn't he just throw the balls himself?
What is he launching the?
He's
Oh my God,
Mr. Sharpling.
Yeah.
He hit me in the chest.
With the pitch?
I think it broke all of my ribs. I think I've been done in. By a tragic, tragic ultimate boner.
Wow.
But,
yeah.
You know, if I could tell the young kids out there just one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Kids, please learn from my boner. If you pull a seemingly benign boner, odds are that boner, it might turn out to be a big one. A big, 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 colossal boner that's going to do you in.
Well, Piercy? What is going on right now?
Yeah. The pitching machine.
Yeah.
It has two.
Piercy?
Two horns.
That's two horns. Piercy! Oh, God, the line went dead. Oh, no. Good heavens. I'm worried. I think that might be it for him. Piercy Hobart. Well, he had a good run. I'm looking over at Twitter, and this wormy dude who's a part of the Chris Gethard show, which, by the way, is on Fusion every Thursday. You can check it out. And you go to, where do you get more information on that? I'm sure you go, just go search engine, go Bing, go to Bing and type in, Chris Gethard show and you find out about it. But there's this like dude, Vacation Jason, who I guess is his, that's like his, like James. Like there's this guy who used to call this show, who was like this total flop of a human, and he, yeah, that guy was, and he would just like, he would call the show and be like, you got James. Like, it was his joke that I guess him and his roommates thought were funny. Then I met him at the, one of the WFMU record, fairs, and he came up to me and he was all sweaty. This guy came up to me so sweaty. I was just like, is there a water? Is there like a leak here in the building, an air conditioner breaking or something? Like some kind of water main broke? And then he's like, no, there's not. I'm James. And as I'm talking to him, the toupee on his head starts sliding down because he sweats so much, it loosened, it deactivated the wig glue. And it slid down the front of his head. He ended up with like Rod Blagojevich, like that kind of like hairline, but it was his. So this guy Vacation Jason, who is a character on the Gethard show, is he's just this pile of trash who thinks he's like party guy or something. He's always on vacation. Oh. And he's like taunting everybody on Twitter. He's not verified, by the way, so I have no idea if that's the real him. He's got 2,100 followers, which is a trash amount of followers. Not a guy's associated with a major TV show has as many followers as whatever. Gary the Squirrel has twice as many as him, and Gary's not even trying. This guy is like so he's just this wormy dude who he's trying to troll everybody tonight on Twitter. So just disregard him. Watch the Chris Gethard show and this guy Vacation Jason. Just just tune him out, man. Tune him out. Hold on 1 second. I'm being told, line right now. I'm being told, that there's a rock star on the line. Is this a rock star?
Yes.
Is this a rock star named Mike Kroll?
Yes.
K-R-O-L. Mike.
One L.
And the L stands for lighten it up. Because that's what you do with the rock you provide. Right, Mike?
Yeah. I think that's a fair assessment.
No, look, I'm not going to go easy on you tonight.
Okay.
You, true or false, are a rock star. True. I'll answer that one. True.
Okay. Thank you.
You
sit on it.
Have put out 2 10-inch records to date. True or false?
True.
But you now you're calling tonight to announce your retirement from music. There will be no more releases. True or false?
False.
False. Good heavens. How can this be false?
Because I have a new record coming out, Tom.
You have a record coming out? Who on earth would put out a Mike Kroll with one L record? Who on earth would do such a thing?
I can tell you that there is only one label in the world that I wanted to put out of my Kroll record with one L.
Okay.
And that label is going to put it out.
And what label is that? What label?
This is a label that some people have heard of. They're called Merge Records.
Merge Records. Home of...
Merge Records.
Home of The Arcade Fire. Destroyer. Yes. If the record you're looking for is Destroyer. Destroyer Rubies. Press 2 now. You, Mike Kroll. So wait, if I could just cut through all the noise on this. You are telling me, after two self-released 10-inches, you are now, Merge Records has signed you up.
Yeah, let's clarify. Two 10-inch records, both of them about 15 minutes long.
Yeah.
And with about 2 years of time between them.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's not a lot of fast releases and a lot of content here under my name. So
you have a 10, and the next 10-inch is coming out on Merge?
Well, it's going to be a 12-inch.
A 12-inch!
It is going to be a 10-inch worth of material put out on a 12-inch.
Okay. And what is the name of this record?
The record is called Turkey.
Turkey. It's called Turkey.
Yeah, do you want to hear why, or should we just leave it at that?
Tell me why.
Well, it's my third record.
Yeah.
And in bowling, which is a sport that I enjoy, if you get three strikes in a row, it's called a turkey. So being that it's my third record and then kind of being going along the theme of the first two records of trying to call the record the most pretentious kind of egotistical thing you can call it. The first one's called I Hate Jazz. The second one is called Trust Fund. This one's basically saying that the first two records were strikes. They were great.
Yeah, yeah.
And this
yeah.
one's a strike, too.
Yeah.
Get it?
I love it. No, I get it. I get it. I love it. Turkey. When does Turkey come out? Tell me when Turkey comes out on Merge Records.
Turkey comes out on Merge Records on August 28th in North America. Yeah, that's real soon. Real soon.
That's exciting.
And then September 4th in Europe. It's a worldwide release, Tom. This is like it's going to be all over the world.
You did it. You did it.
I did it. Dreams come true. Can we hashtag that, dreams come true?
I wish we could, but actually we're focusing on Worst 100 tonight.
Okay. All right. Next time.
So August 28th, your record comes out.
Yes.
Turkey.
Yeah.
And people can get this thing then. It's going to be a 12-inch.
Yeah.
And
you can get it, you can get it then, but you could pre-order it now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'm sure Merge has a pre-order. And I'm going to tell everybody this. It's no commercial or whatever. I'm doing this because this dude is one of my all-time favorite guys working the scene right now, Mike Kroll. This guy rocks. I'm going to play. We got a thing queued up. We're going to play from the new record. Is this a world premiere?
This is a world premiere, yeah.
Of a song called?
It's called This Is the News.
This is the news.
Fitting.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's a fitting song title, yeah.
Because this is the news. This song's at 1:34, 1 minute, 34 seconds. That's one of my favorite things about you. You don't waste time. These songs are not long.
No.
This is not, you do it, you punch in, you say the thing, you punch out. Hello.
Thank you.
I'm going to rock. I rocked. Goodbye.
Exactly.
So from what I'm being told, this record comes out, and then you're going to be on tour all over the place. Early September to early October, you're going to open for Mac McCann and the Non-Believers, September 14th through the 18th, and people can pre-order the record at mergerecords.com/turkey, and the first 150 vinyl pre-orders are going to get a Mike Kroll edition slip mat thrown in.
Yeah. Yeah.
And people can go do that. And again, not a commercial. I'm saying it because I want people to hear good music. So that's what people should do and check it out. And this guy, Mike Kroll, I'm telling you, you might think, I don't know who this guy is. First, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to play this thing 1 minute, 34 seconds. Your face is going to melt when you hear this. Because this guy, again, it's busy times. We all got stuff to do. This guy's not putting out a thing with 51 tracks on it and skits. There's not skits between the songs. No skits.
You get it?
No. It does it. He leaves. You keep going. You want to listen to it again. You listen to it again.
Yep.
You're the best in the biz, Mike Kroll. I'm telling you.
Oh, thank you, Tom. Tom, you are the best. Thank you.
Are you excited to be on Merge?
I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Yes.
Everybody, end of August, you go get this record when it comes out, but you can pre-order it now. You get a Mike Kroll slip mat, first 150 people, Merge Records. What was it again? MergeRecords.com/turkey. So go check it out.
Yeah. And if you see it in the store, there will be a sticker on the front of it that has a quote by Tom Sharpley.
Yeah. How about that? I wrote a quote for it. I'm in the sticker writing business. It's what we call in show business, free fall. It's a free fall. I went from writing for a television show. Now I'm writing stickers for LPs. It's all the same, right?
Yeah.
The ladder of justice has no top or no bottom, Mike Kroll. Some you'll understand that is the words of Bob Dylan sang that when he sang The Lonesome Death of Hattie Carroll. So, and if you like that song, wait till you hear this one. That's going to erase that song. You're never going to think about William Zanzinger again. We should put him on, Mike, mark that down. William Zanzinger. He's real, though. He can't make the list. Otherwise, we're doing this worst 100 list. Then I got to put all Mike's serial killers on here. I tell you, AP Mike, man, with these serial killers, he loves it. He loves these serial killers. We have a fun thing going here. Who's the worst characters? Oh, you put the Noid on. Oh, we got the big ragu from Laverne and Shirley. Put him on the list. Mike, what about Robert Durst? And then we put the other one from, he's got this list, and then he wants to put Sons of Anarchy, he wants to put the actual murderer on the thing. I tell you, ghoulish. Not my words. Words, just what I've been hearing. That's a word people have been using to sum it up, ghoulish. Not my words. Some say, Mike. Some say. I'm using the classic Howard Cosell, some have said, technique of hiding behind my own words, hiding from responsibility for what I say. But now to get back to the matter at hand, Mike Kroll, it is my honor to say to you, welcome. I don't run Merge Records, but I'm welcoming you to Merge Records. You're there. And now you've joined the pantheon of greats, whether it be a Super Chunk or a Magnetic Fields or a Destroyer or any of the other acts they've signed over the years. You are now a part of the family, and we are going to do the world premiere of a song, This Is the News, from your new record, Turkey, comes out the end of August.
Yes.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Tom.
Okay, here it is. This is the news from Mike Kroll. His record is Turkey. Let's hear this for the first time anyone on the planet. Check it out. I got an exclusive. I hit the wrong button. That's not very exclusive. Now, without further ado, I give you, this is the news.
I'm not afraid to
right? You like that, Mike? Yeah, it is rocking. Now, do you have a song, Mike? Does everybody have a song tonight? Do you want to, you want everybody to hear it? Is that what your thing was, a song? This guy's getting in on the act. Song. Jeepers creepers, man. No end to the thing. Can we trade places? Is there another chair in here? No, there's not. We'll now, well, Mike's gonna. All right, let's.
Can you hear him yet? I couldn't hear it.
You couldn't hear what?
I couldn't hear the feed.
You couldn't hear the feed. Okay, we're setting it up. AP Mike, coming through. Where's this dumb song? Sorry, not dumb song. I don't mean it that way. I mean it because technologically frustrating is what I mean. Mike, it has nothing to do with the quality of the song. I'm sure it's a masterpiece. Bump, 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 bump. You ever hear that song? It's the theme from Ballers. Did you watch Ballers this week, Mike?
I did.
You like it? No. You like hanging out with the dudes from Ballers?
No, I thought it was terrible.
What? You thought Ballers was terrible.
Yeah.
Wait, just because it had The Rock? You don't like The Rock? Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
He looks like he's made out of rubber to me.
Like a weird full-size Stretch Armstrong?
Yeah. Doesn't
right?
He? Doesn't he? He's got that look.
He looked a little too muscle-bound on the show this past, on Ballers.
And they're in love with that shot of him just coming at the camera with his arms out, you know?
Yeah. Because he's ripped. You'd be walking around and you'd be doing that shot all day long, too.
Yeah.
If you had guns like that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Not me, man. Sure, I could get ripped like that. I might do it. I might just do it. Just take the leap. Start getting ripped. Right?
Yeah.
Hanging out at the gym.
You put a gym in here.
You are. Now, why do you have a song? And first, let me just say to everybody, we're going to do a half hour of power tonight. The best show, post show, unscreened call. So if you are you want to call in, you call after midnight, you call 201-332-3484. That's the number you call. And I also want to tell everybody that Sharpling and Worst are going to be performing live in late August and early September. Go to Sharpling and, go to stereolaughs.com/tour to check out the dates. We've got dates Thursday, August 27th in Seattle, Washington at Numo's. Saturday, August 29th, Portland, Oregon at Doug Fir. Thursday, September 3rd, San Francisco at the Great American Music Hall. And Saturday, September 5th, Los Angeles at the El Rey Theater. You go to Stereo Laughs, LAFFS, StereoLaughs.com/tour to get more information on that. And you can also get things at Stereo Laughs like t-shirts and we had a limited remaining stock on the tour posters from March. And you hear the best show. We got advertising on this show. We got a little bit of it. I want to start putting more because this show is it's there's no parent company here. There's no network or anything. We don't get money from anybody. We're just we're trying. I'm telling you, you should see the money I'm losing on this thing. It's I think about I gotta get out of WFMU. I'm tired of breaking even. Oh boy, let me back in, please. Can I come back? Can I only break even? Can you let me back in, please, so I can just break even again? Oh. We're doing an independent thing here. You run, you got a small business where you let me know. We'll do some independent ads. We'll do some stuff. You drop me a line. Bestshow4life@yahoo.com. Bestshow4life. Just a little here and there. We try to keep the lights on here. And not easy. Not easy, man. Support the best show, would you? For God's sake. So tell me about this musical endeavor of yours, Mike.
Yeah, Tom. Well, you know I love the brand you're putting out to the world, and I thought maybe it was time to expand, you know, AP Mike's brand.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you know much about Mark Kozlik.
Mark Kozlik, that's the guy from Sun, Kill, Moon?
Yes. He seems to always be getting into a snit with somebody.
Yeah, he was fighting with my bros in the war on drugs.
Yeah. So that's sort of how I became aware of him. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, let me check out this guy's music. And I listened to the album Benji, and it just instantly inspired the song parody you're about to hear.
The song parody. So you... So if I can follow the logic on this, you found out a guy was stirring the pot, mm-hmm. making trouble. You checked his music out because of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you felt the artistic urge to make music.
Yeah, I mean, I find his music to go right up to the border of self-parody.
Mm-hmm. No, I've never heard this song.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a name for it?
The name of this song is called Michael Perry.
Is it family-friendly?
It is family-friendly.
Okay. So we're going to hear the world premiere of Michael Perry. It's a world premiere night. Night full of hot releases. Got Mike Kroll, got AP Mike. AP Mike Kroll. Right, that's your mashup, the two you team up.
And I should say that the musician who helped me on this is Jesse Elsner.
Okay.
Did the music and the production.
Yeah.
And he's my number one mic head.
That guy. I think I've had run-ins with that guy online, haven't I? I think I blocked him like 6 times.
I didn't know that.
I don't know. He seems like an all right guy. I might be mistaking him for somebody else. They're really going to play this now.
Let's do it.
Fine. Let's do this. AP Mike, Michael Perry by AP Mike and Jesse Elsner. Let's check it out now. Here on The Best Show.
Michael Perry died in a freak accident last week. Drove his car through the front of 7-Eleven. No one else was injured, but he took out the slurping machine and a large display of Lay's potato chips. My mother called to give me the news. I hadn't heard his name in 40 years. Michael Perry was a kid from the neighborhood. We hung out together when we were young. Mother was from Portugal. I found this quite exotic. His father was my hard-nosed little league coach. He made me wear a cup in every game. Frankly, Michael Perry scared me a little bit.
Scared me a little bit. Scared me a little bit. Scared me a little bit.
Even at that early age, he struck me as sincerely hell-bent.
Sincerely hell-bent. Sincerely hell-bent.
My brother and I used to go to his house to play the board game Masterpiece. When we weren't looking, Michael Perry would hide the dice. And when we asked where they were, he would spit them out of his mouth. I remember Michael Perry showing us a Dennis the Menace coloring book. On every character he had drawn a penis. Even Mrs. Mitchell and Mrs. Wilson. And this made him laugh uncontrollably. Michael Perry taught me about the birds and the bees. He shouted to me from across the street. You came out of your mother's seat. I can remember it to this day. I drove to Florida for the funeral. Not
even sure why. I signed the guest book and grabbed a prayer card. Someone had drawn a penis on it. That's when I knew the spirit of Michael Perry was still alive, in a drawing of a penis on our Lord and Redeemer Jesus Christ. Michael Perry was still alive, in a drawing of a penis on our Lord and Redeemer Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ.
Any comments?
Get out of here. Get out. Get out. You're done. It's your final episode of the show. So goodbye. The end of AP Mike. You all heard it. That's his outro music. He's done. He had a good run. What is he thinking? It's the weirdest thing I've ever heard. Volunteered that. And now my thing sounds different. My mic sounds different. He did something. Got in my head. Oh, I know what it was. I'm wearing the headphone on both ears. That's not how Tommy wears headphones. Gotta say, never heard anything like that. Right now, Jandek is throwing his inventory into a dumpster. He's been invalidated. AP Mike, the new Jandek. Jandek of Bayonne. Bayonne Deck. Yeah, Sunkill Chiku, somebody just put up. Oh, unbelievable. Weren't we on a good roll with a fun show talking all about things, and then now we're all upset by AP Mike, what I'm going to just identify. I guess I'm going to, I don't even know what do you call that? Was that a cry for help, Mike? What's that? He's saying something about he's standing in the rain. I don't even know what he's talking about. God bless him. God bless him. Guy's an artist. I tell you. He made something. He made something. He did it. Guy put his money where his mouth. Well, he didn't put any money. There's no. I hope that song didn't cost money. Yeah. Jandek. Rocky Mountain Jandek. The Jandek. Math problem would be Jandek plus Coors Light equals AP Mike doing that song. I know 3 years from now we're going to turn back. He's going to be like famous. I'm going to be nowhere. I tell you, man. I don't know what's going on now. You got, look, Mark Maron had the Obama on, right? The Obama. No, he had Obama on. And I thought that was great. I am super happy for, look, what am I going to be jealous? What would I do if Obama was supposed to be on this show? How could anyone be, oh, if only I got Obama to do my show. Would have had him talk to, hey, Obama, President, we're going to talk to Spike now, and then we will, then AP Mike is going to do, you know who Mark Kozlek is, don't you, Mr. President? Well, AP Mike, then a chopper would swoop down and take AP Mike away after that one. I'm telling you. We would, AP Mike, they'd disappear them, man. Black helicopters, the whole deal. Swoop them up. Yeah, but look, I'm beyond happy that Mark and Brendan, that my bros got Obama for the distinguished competition did, and any of these other podcasts. Good. That's who should have gotten him. I'm glad they got him. I tip my hat. But it just draws a line, man. Best show. Hemorrhaging money. Water's filling the boat. I don't know, man. Out of pocket. Got these dudes. You know what? Maybe it's all on me. Maybe I thought this was wrong. Maybe the problem's with me. Maybe I thought I was LeBron James or Steph Curry. Maybe that's the problem. And it turns out the whole time I was just like Della Ventura or whatever that was. That dude on the Cavs, Della Ventura, get jumping on the floor. Guy can't play. He's terrible. Scrappy. Yeah, he's scrappy. Can't hit an open shot. They were giving him open shots galore. Guy couldn't knock him down. I don't know. This is the thing is, this is not like in the NBA. You don't realize you were the best. It's not like, hey, you know, it turns out that guy was the best player in the whole league. You don't realize that 30 years later. You know it now. This game ain't like that, man. Big star status. That's where we're heading. Big star status. People are going to realize it down the road. I'll be in a coffin at that point. I don't know, man. LeBron James don't set the scorer's table up before the game. You don't see him in the Cavs arena. All right, let me just start unfolding these seats now. I got to be more like some of these Earwolf dudes. They roll in, do the show, roll out. No muss, no fuss. We're here setting the seats up before the game. I got to figure something out. I thought I was LeBron James. I'm Della Ventura. No, Della Ventura was the Danny Aiello show. Yeah, that's not what this is. I'm like Wojo. What if I'm like Wojo? Remember that guy in the Duke? I played for Duke. Wojo. Least favorite kind of player. Wojo. Garbage white dude. Can't do anything except hustle. While he just annoys talented players. And then that guy, last time you ever see that guy. Yeah, he says he's a trash player. I'm heading for trash. Trash land. Am I heading for trash land, Mike? Should I hang tough? Show's taking on water, though. We're taking on water. Ain't turning the corner on this stuff. Maybe I'll be like Wojo at a car dealership somewhere. I thought I was LeBron James. Now I'm at a car dealership. Selling cars. Like Wojo. Or coaching. Maybe I'll start... Oh. What if I end up a coach? Podcast coach. Oh. Oh, my God. Oh, wait. This Jesse Eisner? This is a different dude. I never blocked this guy. This guy's all right. I like that guy. He did it. The only thing I don't like about this guy is the fact that he brought that song into the world. It's the only thing. Now I'm going to block him. Now you're getting blocked because you basically created a sonic soundscape for AP Mike to have a public meltdown. Like that was his Britney Spears shaving her head moment. No, that was seriously, Mike. That's a nice song. That was intense. I give you credit. You went for it. Right? You went for it on it.
You were. It's great. It was poetic. I am truly humbled. Somebody's saying you should go under the name Jan Drunk. Would you do shows as Jan Drunk? Mike Kilmoon. Okay. Mike Kill Music. What have you called that? Mike Kill Music. I don't know. What if I end up a podcast coach, Mike? Trying to, like, cause I'm like a guy, it turns out I couldn't make it in the game. I couldn't make it in the big leagues. I threw my hat in the thing for the big leagues. I didn't make it. Like Kerry Kittles did. Then I end up at a car dealership, like Ed O'Bannon or Kerry Kittles. Coach, I'm podcast, what am I going to do? Coach Hollywood Handbook? Give those guys, all right, guys, here's what you do. I'll tell you what it is. And I'll throw in an endorsement for the podcast Hollywood Handbook, which I think is super funny. It's on Earwolf. It's one of the funniest podcasts I've ever heard. How about that for an endorsement? I don't know. I got to figure something out. There might be a week you come back. No best show. We'll see. Might be gone. Scrap the equipment. Smash it. Speaking of Smash, there's a smash hit of a show taking place on June 26th, this Friday. You know Pat Byrne. He has his show Prove It All Night. It's on a Friday this time? On a Friday at WFMU, the WFMU Theater. Prove It All Night, Friday night, June 26th. The live variety show returns with Dougie Horner, Anna Fabrega, music from Wax Darts, and surprise guests. That's this Friday night, Prove It All Night, hosted by Pat Byrne. Very funny show. In Jersey City, 43 Montgomery in Jersey City. $5 to get in, 9 p.m. doors, 9:30 show. Check it out. Well, that's nice. I'm looking at people in the chat saying nice things about Hollywood Handbook. That's nice. I like it a lot, Hollywood Handbook. It's funny. Now I notice that maybe that's the problem. Maybe I just got to listen to other people. Maybe I'll give them coach. I'll coach them, give them pointers. I'll slide into that role. Coach, a podcast coach. Podcast coach as in, did I just see that podcast coach jump out that window? Yeah. Why is my podcast coach running into traffic right now? We'll figure it out. We take our lumps, man. We'll get this thing going. We'll get it going. You want to help? You help then. Buy a shirt at StereoLaughs.com. You go see us live. You tell people the show's back. You support the show. We're doing this for free, for goodness sake. You want to run an ad? You got a small business? You want to take an ad out? You take an ad out. I got a thing from Not All Women podcast. We'd hire you as our coach and GM until you told us to stop bugging you. Yeah. They're flush with all that cash. Not all women cash. They're flush. They buy and sell me. Make me dance. My friends. I will put together a list of the top 100 worst of all time, worst characters. Well, we'll keep it going, either next week or in 2 weeks. We'll build it out. I appreciate everybody who was a part of the show tonight. Mike Kroll's record's coming out the end of August. AP Mike, any release date on that song? He's working on it right now. And are you going to put that song up for people to hear? Maybe. I think you should put it up for people to buy. Why don't you sell it? Yeah. Would you put up like a band camp for it? Start selling it. I'll buy it. I'll be the first to buy it. I'm telling you, you got to put up a thing. You got to put up a thing. Bandcamp. Sell that thing. You'll load up. You and all the other ones. I'll be standing there, hat in hand. Here comes AP Mike. Here comes Not All Women. Hollywood Handbook. All of them with their money. Jesse Thorpe rubbing it in my face. Chris Hardwick. The whole gang. God bless all of podcasting. We all did it, guys. We all, I don't know what that even, we all did it. No. We'll figure it out. Yeah. Like Mozart, right? Going down. Podzart. Right? Didn't Mozart eat it during his lifetime? Did people like Mozart? I can't remember. Yeah, they liked him. He got paid. Drop that Mozart thing. Who's the one who chopped his ears off? Who cut his ears off? Was that after he heard Mike's song? So Van Gogh heard that thing and then... No, Mike. God's Honest Truth, Mike. That's a great song. Let's blast through these calls, and then we'll say goodnight. And then half-hour power coming up next. Half-hour power, best show, post show. 30 minutes of unscreened rapid-fire calls. We'll have AP Mike in here. Dudio, we're hoping Dudio will come in. Pat Byrne, are you going to come in? Are you going to stay for it? Okay, all right. We got a special guest. We'll talk to him later. Real fast, best show, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom. This is Patrick in Chicago. I have a quick three for the topic.
What do you got?
Number one, by the way, I just got off work, so I apologize if any of these have been said. Number one would be Spawn from the comic Spawn.
Spawn? Yeah, Spawn's a terrible character, right?
Yeah.
It's like a guy at the gym thinking of comic book characters, right? Isn't that what Spawn seems like? Guy lifting weights?
Yeah, it's like a guy at the gym who is at the gym because he used to get beat up in high school.
Spawn, I'm going to consider. Spawn's been considered. Who else you got real fast?
I got Robert Duvall's wife from Falling Down.
Robert, that's Tuesday Weld. She was pretty annoying in that movie. Right? Okay.
Yeah. And then the third one is Lazarus from the Bible.
Yeah, thanks. I love the Bible stuff. Look. Best show, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom, this is David from Australia.
David in Australia. What do you have for the topic? You got something for the topic?
Yeah, I got Mike Myers, the Love Guru.
Love Guru. Saw it in the theater. Did you see it in the theater?
No, I saw it on DVD, I think.
Ah, you missed it. Better in the theater. Better. IMAX. Okay. I saw an IMAX. Best show, you're on the air.
Hey. Hey, Tom.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, this is Rob in Los Angeles.
Rob in Los Angeles, what do you got, buddy?
I got three quick ones for the topic, Tom. The first one being Doc Bricker, who was the doctor, the kind of sleazy doctor from the Love Boat.
The doctor on the Love Boat? Who, you mean Bernie Coppell?
Bernie Coppell, that's who, that's right. He always ended up with women back in his room, mm-hmm. You know? It always seemed like there was always, some kind of quasi-suspicious activities since he's, a doctor. And,
yeah.
I don't know. It always just seemed a little.
All right. Fair enough.
Next one is Chester from the band song The Wait.
Mm-hmm. What's your name again, buddy?
Rob in Los Angeles.
Rob in Los Angeles. I gotta say, you're picking a lot of creeps with these things. You know what I mean? You're picking. There's a certain vibe to the people you're picking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I agree.
And there's something that makes me think with you. Something that I feel like there's something kind of right beneath the surface that we're not getting the real story. If I ask you a question, will you give me an honest answer?
Of course I will.
What's your vice? What is it? What's the monkey on your back? I think I know what it is. Peeping. You like staring in windows, don't you? You're a classic old school peeper. L.A. peeper. James Ellroy style. You and James Ellroy. Right? You're part of the Brotherhood. The Brotherhood the Brotherhood of Step Stools. Staring in a window. Seeing a free show. Right? Can't put down some money for a movie ticket anymore. Right? Can't get a sawbuck out to go see a movie. So you get the show. The show is wherever my step stool is. Right? Where you're probably right now. You're probably staring in a window right now, right?
I kind of live in the hills a little bit. I can see a lot of windows.
Ah, so what do you got? You got a telescope, huh? A high-tech peeper. High-tech peeper. Telescope style. Right? Right? Body double style. Right? You're an 80s style body double peeper.
Yeah, I do have a
Oh, you make me sick. Goodbye. Best show, you're on the air.
Hey, Don, this is Minneapolis.
Who?
It's Mike in Minneapolis.
Mike in Minneapolis. What do you got, buddy?
All right, quick one. Because I played hockey in Minnesota, this guy always struck a chord with me. Coach Riley from the Mighty Ducks. He was the evil coach. It was like...
Yeah, I don't know. I never watched those Mighty Ducks. I was seeing good things. Mighty Ducks movies. Really? What are you...
I'm sorry.
Yeah, what are you doing watching those Mighty Ducks movies when you were seven, says the person who just watched Ballers 2 days ago.
Yeah, no, it's
says the adult who can't wait for next week's episode of Ballers.
Dwayne's got the charisma.
Bump, 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 bump. What's that one hip-hop song that goes, bump, 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 bump? Like they used it in the Entourage trailer, now they use it on Ballers. Bomb, 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 bomb.
It sounds like the Curb Your Enthusiasm theme, so I think I'm out of place here.
That's the perfect mashup. If somebody gets that song, bomb, 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 right?
Oh, yeah, that sounds great.
You and I, we could be the next Diplo, right? You mean you?
Girl talk.
We should write for Diplo. Why don't we do that? Oh. Why don't we put a packet together for Diplo? Me and
you. All right, I'll afford it.
Have a great night. Goodbye. Okay. Everybody, the best show. We'll be back next week. Guys, we'll be back next week. You all should know that. Something else you should know? Wait, where is it? That's something to tell y'all. That's right. Las Vegas. Fun place to go. I went last year. Had fun. You can have all kinds of fun there. You know me. I'm not a sleaze. I had a good time. I had good old-fashioned fun. We ate food. We went and played slot machines. I saw the Cirque du Soleil Beatles thing. You do it. Las Vegas is what you make of it. And then you go to Vegas.com. You plan your summer vacation there. Insider, they got insider deals, because it's put together by people in Las Vegas. Vegas.com, you get the inside track on special savings and special, for all the tours and attractions and the restaurants and the bottle service. They make everything more affordable. People save real money in terms of the tickets to go to things, in terms of their hotel rooms. Las Vegas is a fun place. You go to Vegas.com. They got the drop watch feature too. So if you book something, this drop watch tool promises the lowest rates on hotels. So even after you've paid, if the room goes down, you get the best price guaranteed. Shows, tours, attractions, so much fun, Las Vegas. You go to Vegas.com right now. You click on the microphone in the top right corner. Enter in the code TOMS to receive an extra 10% off everything except for air and hotel packages. That's right, Las Vegas is fun. Vegas.com. Click on the microphone and get your bonus savings by using the secret code TOMS. Book today, Vegas.com. The best show. We'll be back next week. And I tell you right now, coming up next, the Half Hour Power, the best show post show. We will get into that in a matter of moments. Please stay tuned. And now I'm going to figure out a record to play on the way out. You figure I would have thought of that first. You know what I'm going to play? I'm not going to play AP Mike's song. We heard it already. I don't want to wear it out. We'll play. I want people to just buy that thing. You should put that up online. I'm telling you, seriously, if you do a band camp, Mike with this Jesse. Jesse says this, Jesse says that. Oh boy, if I hear more about this Jesse, I'm going to barf. Well, Jesse wants me to do this, Jesse. Man, what do you get, a commission every time you say the name Jesse? This guy is bragging. Fine, you're friends with Jesse. We get it. We all get it. You and Jesse, two best friends forever. But Jesse knows how to do a band camp. Well, Jesse can do everything. Jesse can do the backing track for your audio meltdown, and Jesse can do a band camp. Oh boy. See what else Jesse can do. Saw Raining Sound last week. What an amazing show. One of my favorite bands, and their album Shattered from last year is one of my favorite albums. We're going to hear something from them now, a song called North Cackalacky Girl. Good night.